What was that conversation you were just having off the air?
Can you not hear either, Drew?
No.
Hang on, here you go. There you are, darling.
Oh, yeah?
What am I plugged into?
I don't know. What are you plugged into anything? It's just a mess.
Over here.
Just a mess of wires.
Oh, boy.
We got a nice little
boy.
Peek in, though. You guys are having a conversation about something.
Okay. I've got some audio.
I did not
though.
Know.
Sir?
I think it's because your regular headphones are being hidden.
What's poppin' when the deal's needy.com studios and Trudy.
What a great start.
Brought up the Paul McCartney interview on 60 Minutes last night, which I did see and I did enjoy, but I don't know what you were trying to say.
What I was trying to say was that I thought it was adorable that he was saying one time he got a compliment from John and that you always have to be a bit drunk to get compliments or compliment each other.
Was it that time they're beating off together? Nice finish, Bull.
I hadn't even thought about that.
I wonder if that was going to come up in the interview. I was sort of dreading watching. I don't want to hear that again. But
it's a good interview.
Yeah, it was a good interview. You know, it was cool because she had him looking at pictures and video and having him commenting on instead of asking him. I thought it was presenting something a little different for a change. Yeah. The picture with Yoko, where they all look like, what the fuck is she doing in the picture? He's evolved on that topic too. You know, he was crazy about her, and that's okay.
It was cool having him walk through his studio too. And
always love that.
Bong bong bong. Here's the fire engine part of A Day in a Life.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberry or Penny Lane.
And then he picked up his bass, and it was wow.
He was very likable too when he was talking about having to listen to a bunch of old albums because the songs are really hard. Which I could understand that. I could get that.
You know what? I was in Wikipedia, and they have his songs by letter of the alphabet. He must have 1,000 songs by
now. Oh, my God.
You know, because there's all the Fireman music.
Yeah.
And Wings and Solo and Beatles, and it's just a lot of shit. And he's got duets he did with other people for their records and tribute songs and a lot of and classical music. He's got a classical version of Ram, too, called Thrillington. I mean, just he's all over the place.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
And I agree, interviewing him is what has not been asked.
Mm-hmm.
What new can you do? It's amazing to me that people still, I don't know what the ratings would be like, but people still want to hear about the Beatles. I mean, there's still questions to ask and answers to get. For me, there is.
I wanted to buy Egypt Station after that.
I do sit at the piano and do lots of work. Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather hear an interview with Derek, but, you know, Paul's a nice second.
I wouldn't mind hearing Derek. I missed the interview Trudy was telling me about it with the opiate dispensary.
Oh, wow.
A doctor who's in prison for overprescribing opiates. And you know what? I turned over because I knew McCartney was the third thing on the show. I was like, how can he be the third thing on the show? Like, really? I want to see 20 minutes of Kavanaugh crap instead of Paul McCartney first.
But the Kavanaugh piece pissed me off too. I was telling Trudy this. I said, it doesn't help these people. And what it was Jeff Flake and Chris Kuhn, Republican and Democrat, talking
about. But can we stop at Jeff Flake for a second? I don't want to hear what a cool guy he is for letting three screaming memes in an elevator change his mind. What the? Really? What if three Kavanaugh people yelled at him after that? Would he change his mind again?
That was kind of my point. Also being like this wonderful.
People are acting like, isn't that cool?
Well, they're acting. This is how low the bar is. They're acting like both these guys are heroes because it was a bipartisan effort to have an investigation for a week. And they're these big heroes. Get over yourselves.
Okay, first of all, the investigation is not going to make everyone happy.
It's not going to make anyone happy.
No.
No.
It's going to be half-assed, and it's just going to start more fighting. But so that these two. And then the girl who was on the elevators on CBS this morning and watching that interview, I'm like, this isn't help. Now it's all about you, sweetheart. It's not about Kavanaugh.
By the way,
it's not about believing victims or
survivors.
What did
she have to say?
I don't know. I dream wavered.
Nothing. It was all about how hard she's been trying to get someone to listen. And it's not about her. I don't know. Those two things rub me the wrong way.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
But then, Dr. Barry Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
Prescribed. Let's see. What did they say?
I said I want to add one more thing to the flake story.
Okay.
So you can just get in an elevator with a U.S. senator and start screaming at them?
No.
Anyone can do that? Do they have police or security or anything? I mean, literally, yeah, they're that available?
Sure. Hey, we own that building.
Oh, yeah, that's right then.
It's a public building.
But I mean, literally, if I'm pissed enough about anything, I can just get in an elevator with a U.S. senator and start yelling at them.
No, you can't get on. Those elevators are just for them. You can stand outside.
Those three girls? Just those three girls and the senators.
You can stand outside the interview and dress them down as long as he wants to sit there and listen.
Who was holding the door open, though? There was a door holder.
But no, you're not supposed to, Drew.
He was wishing the door would suddenly close on its own.
I would have thought I thought there were police that, you know, protected these people. But you can scream senators out of restaurants. And, I always thought they had kind of cushy, they got limos to work. And all that, because they do. And I always thought that was kind of stupid. They really don't live like us. But I guess you can just go up and yell at them and make them leave restaurants, and that's okay.
Just like all of us.
Yeah.
They're just like us.
Anyway, so the doctor, I have no concept of what that story was about.
It's so great.
Except that he was in prison, and he did prescribe a lot of opiates.
He prescribed 17,000 OxyContin, the highest potency, 30 grams. In 7 months.
30 milligrams.
Milligrams.
I'll queue up a good part.
Wait, to one person?
No, in Florida, at his pain clinics, and then another 23,000 over 8 months. That's more than 100 a day. They worked out the math, and they said over the period of time.
To one person?
No.
So one guy was getting 60 a day.
Yeah,
one guy was getting 60 a day and 1,000.
He said that's not impossible. He said some people, they really need it.
Look,
I'll take 60 a day, by the way.
And watching it, I'm like, why is this doctor in trouble? He's just prescribing it. What about the people that, are distributing it? And then they revealed a whopper of a thing he prescribed. I'm like, okay, fuck that guy.
In Broward County, Oakland Park Boulevard, that had 31 different pain clinics on the one street.
31 pain clinics
Florida
on one street.
State attorney Dave Arenberg's office prosecuted Barry Schultz. Yeah. He told us pain clinics were loosely regulated medical offices where patients could pick up pills, usually for cash, few questions asked.
You could get the prescription and get the drug right there on the spot.
I'm in pain all the time.
People would race down to Florida because we didn't have the same controls as other states.
It's painkiller vacation.
It's hurting very badly. I'm in pain all the time.
This mob scene, shot on a cell phone in 2009, inside a Florida pain clinic. Dozens of patients waiting to get their opioids.
Hot.
Schultz.
My shoulder.
A clinic like this in Delray Beach, where he treated thousands of patients.
How would you describe Dr. Barry Schultz?
He was one of the most notorious drug dealers we had. He prescribed an egregious amount of pills to his patients. The numbers would shock the conscience.
DEA records show in 2010, one patient of Dr. Schultz was prescribed nearly 17,000 of the highest potency oxycodone pills in a 7-month period. Another got more than 23,000 over 8 months. That's more than 100 pills a day.
Wow.
Business was so good,
Schultz
was making more than $6,000 a day prescribing and selling opioids to his patients.
The numbers of pills that you are prescribing are astronomical. Who takes that many pills and puts them into their body? What were you thinking?
I was thinking that the patient was a genuine patient who had real chronic pain, whose complaints were legitimate, and that I was prescribing medication that they needed.
Doctor, you prescribed 1,000 opioid pills to a pregnant woman.
There you go.
Yeah, boy.
There you go.
I don't think most doctors would prescribe 1,000 aspirin to a pregnant woman.
I would like to stop.
See ya!
Would just like you to explain your thinking.
I would like to stop.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
Okay. I believe it's unfair.
What is fair, doctor?
Fair. I'm just uncomfortable with these charged questions.
Not fair.
These are questions
not right.
That people have. This is why you're sitting here wearing this jumpsuit.
Ultimately, he agreed
to
continue.
He looked like he was wearing scrubs.
He claims some of his patients need extremely high doses of opioids for long periods of time to alleviate severe persistent pain.
And when I started treating people with chronic non-cancer pain, I felt it was unethical and discriminatory to limit the dose of medication. And if I had known
cool doctor.
That the overdose incidents had increased dramatically the way it had, I would have moderated my approach.
Doctor, how could
not at $6,000 a day, you wouldn't.
Oh, it'd be like prison food and penis.
In 2009, more than 2,900 people died.
He says he didn't know there was an epidemic.
Yeah.
And the reporter said, why don't you open a paper, idiot?
What, 2009 he didn't know this?
Yeah.
No.
DEA records show Barry Schultz dispensed 800,000 opioid pills from his office pharmacy.
Whoa. People have become addicted to these drugs. People have died because of these drugs. People in your practice died from overdoses.
Those are people
of
who
opioids.
Died.
A person. One is enough.
That monster. Anyway.
I get the watching it, I got the feeling that he knew these people were addicted. He just didn't care and certainly never thought he would go to jail for it.
I want to know what the name of his boat was, because definitely got that and had a mansion. And
he was loaded.
Well, I knew this guy. Who knew this guy? And he used to tell me about him, and I would always ask questions because it was such an interesting topic to me. This guy got, let's see, I want to say he got like 350 80 milligram OxyContins a month.
350. And
I know. And he from another doctor, he was getting like 200 of the blue, which are lower. They're not as powerful, but believe me, I know what the blues are. People like the blues. and he had told, this is secondhand, but he claimed, and I know this guy lived, he had a boat, he had like a BMW.
What?
He lived in this ridiculous apartment and on the river, Detroit River.
Oh, yeah, that big tower.
Do you know who I'm talking about now?
You've told me this story before.
This
yeah.
guy. And the funny thing is, he got thrown in jail like every 6 months for not paying his child support.
Yep.
But he used to make, I believe the number was 20, let me think about this. I think he used to make over $20,000 a month selling all these OxyContin pills.
Spend your money well.
20 grand a month. And he couldn't pay his child support, which was like 350 bucks a month or something. He'd get thrown in jail.
350?
Yeah, it was nothing.
That's it.
There's no way. No, none of it was on the books. It was all cash, tax-free. And here's the good part. The people start investigating these pain clinics or these doctors, and all of a sudden, oh my God, he was absolutely in a rage because he could only get 100 pills a month, which is, you know, I don't know, maybe 10 grand or 5 grand or something.
Oh,
but not the money he was used to living on. And this guy had been doing it for 10 years.
You can make that much money in 5 seconds.
Did he have a profession, like a day job?
No.
No, he just lived on
that. Oh, he didn't have time for that?
No, the person...
Oh, really? Okay, you gotta chase all that stuff around.
The first person in this, he's the second person. The first person used to offer him work because he kept saying, I really want to get out of doing this. I deal with these unsavory people, and it's not the kind of business. And he had like a 10-year hole in his resume, of course, because he had not been working at all.
Oh.
So he offered him this job, which paid like, I don't know, 13 bucks an hour. And of course, he would never show up. And they'd go, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
It's crazy. Just like being out in the real working world, working a real job, like getting out of the house, it just exhausts you. It really does. It's exhausting.
But if you're making 20K a month selling pain pills, I guess it would be hard to work for, you know, 13. $14.
It always amazes me that those people don't save their money.
No, he didn't know. He's totally irresponsible. And the other funny part of the story was he had his boat, and he had a boat.
Yeah. Come on.
I believe he had a, wait a second, it was some fancy
full
kind of car.
Speed ahead.
Like I don't know, what are the, like Maserati or a Lambo or something. Yeah. He had one of those really, really expensive foreign cars. In pawn.
where? Let's go buy it.
I don't know where it was. It's around here somewhere.
Wow.
I think he lost the boat.
What is it, a race car?
But it was incredible. It was like, you know, he was...
Oh, here's audio of him.
I'm going to burn up the rubber with my Lamborghini.
That's him.
Oh, looks like a race car. I bet it's quick.
I know it's not fashionable because opiates are so much more fashionable, but I want to try mushrooms now.
Oh, all right.
Have you ever had mushrooms?
There's a new article about Johns Hopkins is studying the effects of psilocybin and how great it is for
Johns Hopkins, the school, of course, that Judy Swetnick did not go to.
That's right.
Judy Swetnick.
I know that name.
Julie.
Oh, is it Julie?
I think so. Isn't it Julie?
Julie, yeah. Is that what I said?
Nobody believes her.
I said Judy.
Oh.
Not that it matters.
Anyway, because they're saying that it does so many great things. It resets your brain, and it helps you with depression, and it helps you with all these things. And I was like,
I agree. My brain was totally reset when I did mushrooms last time. I laughed for hours.
Smoking cessation.
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want to know?
Anxiety, depression, you know, cancer, your after treatment and stuff like that. It helps with all those things. And I'm like, I need some of that
now. Just legalize it.
It's 5 years, though, before they take it from a Schedule 1 to a
Schedule
4. Come
on.
Give me a break.
But they're actually...
Why is Amsterdam so far ahead of us?
I don't know.
They've got the whores in the red light district. You just walk by and they're dancing in front of the windows.
And they have no crime.
I don't get it.
They have zero crime
there. It's totally cool. The funny thing was, when I was there, I remember this guy... Well, this guy... the store had literally a picture of a mushroom on the sign, and so Matt and I shouldn't incriminate them. We walked in.
You don't know who, what, Matt.
Yeah, it's true. We walked in, and it was legal. We asked about the prices, and
you're just curious. Take.
Yeah, well, we were very interested, and so the guy after he sold them to us said, "By the way, they're really strict about cocaine around here. Be very careful." I'm like, "I don't want any cocaine." And he's like, well, but it was like, wait, so mushrooms are legal, pot is legal, but cocaine, they'll just throw you in, they'll just throw you in the can for years if you have cocaine.
Well, which one's more dangerous?
Kind of a weird policy. Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Just saying. People think it's really loosey-goosey over there. Don't fuck with cocaine in Amsterdam, or so they say. Anyway, yeah, I could see if I had cancer, I would want a shroom.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well enjoy the time you have.
And they're talking, you know, like now they're really, really thinking hard of decriminalizing it so that, you know, they can start doing more research on those kinds of things. Wouldn't we all be, you know, like peace and love?
Yeah. Things would be better.
Daisy chains.
What about, is ecstasy a part of that study too?
Huh?
Ecstasy?
Should be.
Oh, ecstasy is part of one of those studies and LSD as well, but this one is specific to psilocybin.
Because they've had trials where they gave people who were very sick ecstasy.
That's how it started?
Uh-huh.
Well, they've been doing LSD trials forever, and I assume shrooms are shrooms part, aren't they part of that family?
Hallucinogenic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of cute to think of them as part of a family.
It's cute.
Such a cool family.
I assume acid is the dad of the family.
Yeah, or the drunk uncle.
Is ecstasy the daughter?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
And then a real horny daughter. A little loose.
Yeah, who likes to dance.
If you think she's bad, wait till you see her sister Molly. She's even worse.
Oh, boy. Well, the Cubs lost their playoff game.
Oh, man, are you all right?
I'm not too happy.
They'll just have to play tomorrow.
Well, Brandon's here.
Yeah.
Brandon was on my brain today. I'm trying to remember why.
It's about fantasy baseball.
Yeah, I think I was worried about his fantasy teams. Oh, no, I was wondering if his stats counted in the playoff, the one-game playoff games. They're part of the regular season statistics, so I figured his fantasy was not over yesterday.
Well, but you don't know who's playing in a game 163.
Yeah, the Cubs. No, you don't know when the season starts.
Why is that included in regular season?
I don't know.
That's postseason. The season's done.
This was a big, large discussion this morning over this. Pretty feisty.
Just silly.
Well, Brandon takes his place. Apparently not to his music today.
Sorry.
I will remind you that Zod M59 Dodge Ram and Zod M59 Chrysler Jeep continue to rock the Deals in the D summer clearance event.
Breaking news. There's a new read.
Oh, for Dodge, Zot, Dodge, and Jeep?
It just came over.
Okay.
Yeah. This just in.
Well, should I do the other read first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Dodge was first yesterday, too.
I thought it was, too. Well, we're always busting Maz about anything. That being said, it turns out Zot Ford customers that buy from Maz actually love Maz, as his online reviews will tell you. Listen to these.
He gets online reviews?
He gets amazing reviews.
Huh.
Tom worked tirelessly for me on this new truck deal. We had lots of hurdles to jump, and he did it flawlessly. My wife and I are now lifelong customers.
Whoa.
Worked tirelessly? Really?
He made other people work tirelessly.
Is that credible? Sales staff is excellent. Tom Mazaway goes out of his way to make the process of buying a car as seamless as possible. Clean lobby, friendly service staff. That's all true. And they have massage chairs, LOL. Noah. So there you go. You see Maz, outstanding reviews. If you want an awesome deal from a ridiculous guy, go visit Tom Mazaway and our friends at Zot Ford and Holly, or surf their sensational deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Is it like Yelp reviews for
yes.
Tom?
Yeah.
Really?
I guess so.
Wow.
Yeah, perfect 5-star, man. Go see him.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, Solo Duff has 202 reviews already.
Really?
For no BS. He had a firefighter on this week who I thought was really good, Mike Nevin.
Was he hot?
I don't know how, yeah, he probably
yeah,
is hot.
Drew was just drooling over him.
But Mike was talking about how, you know, how Detroit, how many documentaries are there on Detroit firefighting? There's like three of them that came out at once, weren't there? About Detroit firefighters?
Baby, won't you light my fire?
Remember the one about Walt Harris dying?
I'm
and,
sorry, I was trying to do something. What was the question?
Documentaries about.
Documentaries about Detroit
fire.
Oh,
yeah, well, there was Burn.
Yeah.
And there was another Detroit-based one.
That spent a lot of time on.
Yeah, on fire.
Yeah, on the fires. And he was saying that a lot of those arsons back in the 70s were white people who wanted to get out of the city and get something out of their house.
Oh,
really?
Yeah,
wow.
Which I thought was rather interesting. Never heard that before.
It's a really ballsy thing to do.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess it worked.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's really strange.
Is that? Can you do that, really?
Yeah, do that now?
I'm thinking about it.
If you're lucky.
I'm going to do mushrooms and then burn my house down.
We're already working on a different plan, Trudy.
Oh, that's right.
Don't ever talk about it.
No.
You're out of the group.
There's no time like the present to review your plan for retirement to make sure you're on the right track. It may take a lifestyle change like cutting back on mac and cheese with ... Saving a little extra now for retirement can have big results down the road, as some people are learning by visiting Luke Nowacki and discussing maybe putting money away for college. Maybe it's a financial plan. Maybe it's refining your 401k, which is not performing as it should. Or maybe it's just working up a new plan or modifying. Call Luke at 248-663-4748 to get started on the path to retirement. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors, member FINRA, SIPC, Registered Investment Advisor, 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 40034, 248-663-4700. And there's cult news today.
All right.
As a rare audio of Keith Raniere telling members of NXIVM about how men need constant sex and will do it with anything, has emerged in the wake of his arrest on federal sex trafficking. How much? I hope this guy gets a long time. Former DOS members.
Will he boof in jail?
Yeah, he'll boof in jail. Well, it depends on what boof means.
He'll be boofed, too. It means farting.
You know I'm all about jacking that stack, living that horn dog life. Whoop, whoop.
I'm trying to incorporate boofing into the lexicon just to...
It's already there now.
...be up with.
Former DOS members have shared what they were forced to hand over as collateral to become slaves to their masters. This story is just so... I just want to know... Does he have a... There should be a handbook on how you get control of women.
Come on.
I mean, well, I don't know.
You guys know.
How did he do it? No,
we
not
our
really.
Insecurities.
I don't know what this guy... I don't understand how he did it.
You know, it's all about being authentic.
I would definitely use that word.
Use it a
lot. Something to it.
It's that, and then you have to listen to them when they talk all the psychobabble bullshit back to you and pretend like you really care.
But don't, yeah, you have to tell them how important they are first and that you're listening to them even if you're not.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Because I saw a video of him doing that, and it looked really fake.
Because who wants to listen to Allison Mack talk about her past?
He's just looking at her boobs the entire time.
She doesn't have any boobs.
She had a focal point. It's all about having a focal point.
He likes skinny
girls. By the
way,
I don't take no orders from no women.
Sarah Evans reveals she was asked to sign the deed of her house over to Lauren Salzman and later record herself as she claimed her husband was physically abusive. Who fucking does this? Why would you do this? I want you to sign the deed of your house over to us. Okay. For what? The other young woman
said, "Is that one of the Seagram's girls? Oh,
they're above this."
Yeah.
Another young woman said she had to hand over a photo with both her face and her inner labia could be seen in the same frame.
Oh man, that's hard.
Her face and her.
Well, it'd be a long shot.
Yeah, but you can't do a selfie, or unless you had a selfie, you need a selfie stick.
How long is her arm?
You need a selfie stick, I guess,
or a person to take it of you.
The auto veneer was recorded as he spoke with a group of men. Man, wait, he speaks to guys? Maxim gathering. How many men in here had an orgasm? How many men had an orgasm by the time they're 14? Now ask a group of women, how many do you think would say that? A lot of them wouldn't. A lot of them don't know. Then shouts out with disbelief at his notion that a person...
He's yelling, is he Kavanaugh?
kind of. He then
things
shouts
go
out,
well, I might be showing her my O face. You know what I'm talking about.
Rainier then shouted out with disbelief at this notion of a person not wanting to achieve orgasm. What the hell? Could you guys go without orgasm? We have it in our genes. We do it with anything, we'll accept it. That's the nature of fucking.
Jeez. Nice cult.
That is not the case with women, however, according to Rainier. Women don't have to be driven to have sex. They never have to be driven to have sex. It's bountiful. They're being taken care of like sheep and get fucked to their capacity. The speech then began to get more vulgar and Rainier more excitable. The primitive part of us are hungry fucking beasties. All we know is fuck it. I feel like fucking something today. God, I'm pissed. I want to fuck something. When you're pissed, then fucking feels good.
Mm. Fuck it.
If we got a woman.
Did they all clap simultaneously?
That's how they start their meetings. If we conquer over and grab the thing we want to fuck, whatever it is, and we fuck it, that's a type of acceptance. And you know what's a better form of acceptance? That if in our most angry thing, if they enjoy it. Although said to a group of men who were allegedly unaware Rainier had allegedly been sleeping with slaves in DOS. It was revealed that Rainier and the female Salzman allegedly locked a woman in a room for 2 years because she was affectionate for a man who was not her master.
Hmm.
Well, that would be...
Yeah, God forbid.
False imprisonment. They trafficked a victim who was once a sexual partner of Rainier's for labor and services. The victim was confined to a room in Clifton Park, New York for nearly 2 years as punishment for having romantic feelings for a man who was not Rainier.
But wait, didn't he just say that the sex is bountiful for them? Seems to be contradicting yourself, Rainier.
Follow the rules.
He just gets first dibs.
Well, he is one of the most smartest men alive, according to
Eddie Albert. Times.
240 IQ.
Eddie
was
Albert.
It? Was 240 it? IQ.
Was it Eddie Albert?
Yeah.
Eddie Albert.
That vouched for him?
Yeah.
Genius.
He would
genius.
Never lie.
Why is Eddie Albert an arbiter of people's intellectual?
He was paid to do a commercial. Oh. Wasn't it a commercial?
Yeah.
Infomercial. Infomercial. Yeah.
That's right. Victim was told if she left the room, she'd be sent to Mexico without any identification documents. As threatened, she was driven to Mexico, and her family was instructed by co-conspirators not to send the victim her documents.
Her family?
I guess.
Was told not to do it?
I know. It's weird. Rainier is in a certain circle. Claire Bronfman, Allison Mack, Nancy Salzman, Lauren Salzman, Kathy Russell, also known as Prefect, and others known and unknown, comprise an organized criminal enterprise. Reason to indictment is to obtain financial and personal benefits of the members of the enterprise by promoting the defendant, also known as Vanguard. By recruiting new members.
Not take that.
God, stupid. And there was other cult news. Oh, there's a picture of Katherine Oxenberg. She looks so good. I can't get over her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen her since the Dynasty days.
How old is she now?
She's like 50, 58, I think.
Okay, she's in her 50s. Did you happen to see Jane Fonda? Not to veer precariously off.
Yeah.
That whole five-act thing?
No, I haven't seen the five-act thing. I saw it was available.
On HBO, yeah.
Is that good?
It's pretty good. I mean, you kind of understand better why she was all about... You know, like her mom killed herself.
I know.
And
Henry was a little chilly.
He was, yes, distant.
A bit chilly.
but she was just beautiful. I mean, just really
she was
beautiful.
Yeah, she was. I agree.
And that she doesn't look bad now, too.
I know. You know what pisses me off, though, is Jane Fonda, who looks, 60 and she's 80
or
50. I don't know. She looks ridiculously young for her age. And then she says, it really bothers me that I had plastic surgery. It's like, fuck up.
Yeah.
You look really good.
But
don't complain about it.
I know. She feels like a little bit of it is fake, but she had to do it because she just didn't want to. She didn't want to hag out.
Right.
She just totally wasn't. But that whole thing about Ted Turner was really interesting.
Oh,
what'd she say about Tedley?
His illness.
It was the sexiest, hottest man ever. Yeah.
Ted, where you at?
Ted Turner?
She thought he was super sexy.
She did dig him. Well, she had three ways.
Doesn't he talk like this?
Really? She say she did three ways with Ted?
I don't know. Really? And who else? A devil's triangle?
Yeah. They boofed all the time.
They boofed.
I love all these people, by the way, that want Kavanaugh turned down because of perjury. For lying about
the devil's triangle.
Yeah, and boofing. Oh, boy.
Anal will cost you extra.
What was the Ted Turner drop we used to have where he's kind of talking like this?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
I was when the Braves won.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
But he was on 60 Minutes, too, wasn't he? Or on Old Man Show? I can't keep the two of those.
Oh, maybe.
I think he's got Louis body syndrome.
Yeah, my dad had. Yeah,
and believe me, my dad would not be on the Old Man Show. He could not have been on the Old Man Show.
He was, you know, I mean, he looks, it's very
sad. Sound like this, though?
Yeah, he sounded like this.
But it was, he was
kind of drunk, I think.
The one time that he considered being president was when he was with Jane Fonda.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's weird to think of Ted Turner not having his shit together.
Oh, I know.
And then
shit together a really good long time.
That, he doesn't even hear that.
What do you mean?
What is it, Brandon?
Most definitely
hear it
heard
again.
That.
Sorry about that.
He farted.
No,
it was wet.
It's an accident.
Trudy's used to farts because of Family Guy.
Oh God, Family Guy was just fart. Nothing but farts. It was all about that.
Those are my favorite types of episodes. That's Mark's, by the way.
Brian marrying a woman who had cancer, and she knew she was in recovery when she could fart again because her doctor told her that her digestive system was back to normal. And she had been hot before she was cured, and then she got fat.
Oh, she packed on the pounds and started farting?
Packed on the pounds and was farting all over the place. And then, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Is that a fart?
I love that drop.
Hey, you watch Saturday Night Live, right?
Yes.
What did you think of the Pete Davidson part?
He's getting shit for it because he said he was going to substitute Tic Tacs for birth control.
Oh, no, a joke.
Well, a lot of people think it's an irresponsible joke because people actually do that. Do guys do that to girls, which blows me? Really?
Like birth control, they don't look like Tic Tacs. It's not funny.
I think the idea was that they fuck with their birth control because they want to get them pregnant, so they're trapped with them.
It's also a joke. Guess.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm not upset about it. I didn't even know people did that, and I really couldn't give a shit.
Back then, they didn't have these fancy birth control methods, like pulling out.
I'm kind of.
I thought
honestly,
he was funny.
It was great.
I thought he was generally funny. I'm kind of sick of him and Ariana Grande, and I hate this idea that he thanks her and tells her he's sorry because he's not good enough for her.
I did too until I heard him on Howard talking about it. I heard about
That's where I heard him talking about it,
and then I was like, oh, you know, he probably didn't. That's also kind of a joke, but
I hope so. Because I can't imagine why she'd stay with somebody who's, well, I don't know, maybe she digs that.
But the part where he was talking about his, you know, like dick size. And he goes, I didn't realize it was that big until I just thought I had small hands.
I think he's a funny dude.
He was really funny.
I only saw the two things on set. Was he on more than two things? I saw him on the Weekend Update
and
with the other guy.
Well, they did a tape piece. I thought there was another
one. He was in the Mordecai sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did the open monologue.
There's and then the news.
The monologue, yeah.
Oh, and the bit where they're playing the gaming thing was fucking hilarious.
Oh, the Fortnite, yeah.
He looks just like Christian Yelich too, that guy from the Brewers.
Oh, thanks for listening to Drew and I watching the baseball game earlier upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
No, great minds think alike, Brandon.
He does look just like that guy.
Yeah, he needs bigger eyes. Yelich needs bigger eyes though. And he looks just like him.
God, that just reminded me of something that escaped my mind. But I wanted to mention, along with the NXIVM story, that did anybody else hear about Leah Remini claiming that she can no longer be friends with Katie Holmes?
Oh, no. Why?
Because
Scientology?
Katie Holmes fears she will lose custody of Suri if she collaborates or is friends.
Suppressive person?
Yeah. Well, no, because she's trying to take Scientology down, and apparently... It sounds to me like, you know, we heard that she wasn't allowed to be seen in public with a dude for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm beginning to think that's true because she was totally in denial about having a boyfriend and about being with, and he denied it all the time too. And then all of a sudden they're everywhere together.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. And I'd read that a couple times, and then when they started hanging out together, it was passed along like it was just the most normal thing, and everyone knew it. Mm. And now Leah Remini today said that they were good friends, but they don't even go out to lunch anymore because Katie Holmes can't be seen with her.
How can they take away a child?
No, I have no idea. I think she has primary custody, and she fears that if Tom Cruise has a shit fit over something, that he will just empower his attorneys to just go, just sick attorneys on her and say, I want help. Because, and they referenced Nicole Kidman, who I think those two adopted kids were not even in her life anymore.
Mm-mm. But I saw in the tabloids.
Although the daughter now is out, she's suppressive now.
Yeah, but the other one's being groomed to take over.
Yeah, but she's trying to get him back, according to the tabloids. Yeah, right.
He's a higher up in Scientology now.
A higher up?
The male, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Well, he's driving a, I think he said he has a $500,000 boat, and he lives with Tom and that.
He's OT-8.
Giant, how did he, OT-8, yeah.
Clear of all thetans.
How did he vault OT levels to get to 8?
His dad's got a lot of money.
He's Tom Cruise's kid.
He's sat and did audits his whole life.
It's so the whole thing is such insanity. Brandon, you had a phone number for the grandma who scared off the nude intruder?
Yeah, she scared off the nude intruder by taking out her teeth. Kind of doing that weird thing with your gums.
Didn't she yell no teeth grandma or something at the guy?
What?
She just appeared. He was nude on her porch.
Yeah,
she thought she was letting the cat in.
Wait, she was took him for a cat? Mm-hmm.
Well, she heard a noise on the screen porch, and she thought it was the cat, and it was a nude dude.
Nude dude.
Man, that'd be a shock.
Yeah, so anyway, I know she had two phone numbers. They were different area codes. So it was very unusual that someone would have
she's a grandma.
Phone numbers in two different area codes.
Oh, well, I believe one of them was maybe her summer place, because I believe she's originally from Jersey.
Hmm.
I figured you guys pre-called to make sure it worked.
No,
I did.
Was one a Jersey area code? I don't remember seeing that.
908?
I think there's a 908 and 407?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That could be true, Brandon.
She discovered a naked man standing on her porch. Penelope Peterson says she saw that intruder around 2 o'clock this morning. Having once worked in security and law enforcement, she said she was afraid of him. Instead, she gave him an unexpected scare by popping her teeth out and jumping at him.
We always look first. I open the blinds. I say, oh, hell, that's not my cat. Grandma, no teeth.
Yes, ma'am.
This is great banter.
Now in jail, a prosecutor said alcohol
coming up between the reporters.
May have been a factor.
Oh, what's my gosh. Silver Fox? Every time I hear that story, that is so crazy.
Fake.
Wow. You know what? Way to go. Way to go.
I'm losing interest.
Shut up.
Who's that guy?
I don't know.
I'm losing interest in the story now.
Generic.
They've actually made the story less interesting to me. Not that it was that interesting, but I was more fascinated by the two area codes.
New Jersey and Orlando.
Damn it.
The whole financial hotline just popped open, by the way. Free appraisal with the origination of a new loan with Hall Financial. Click the link on our site. Drew and Mike show.
Her name is Penelope.
Penelope.
Is that how you spell that?
Hello.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time.
Nice message.
Is it really Penelope?
Yeah.
As opposed to Penelope?
Oh, it's okay. Penelope.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know. Penelope. Wow, that's a new name.
Yeah, I got teeth. I got bottom teeth. I got top teeth. I got front teeth.
At one time, Penelope was a name for one of my children, and we couldn't do it because of the Penelope angle.
Really? I've never heard anybody mispronounce it that way.
It's from, what's that movie?
Club Brent? Dread?
Club Dread.
Really?
Hello.
Is Penelope there, please?
Hello?
Penelope? Maybe it's Penelope.
No, you got the wrong number, brother.
Okay.
Later.
Who's this?
Back. Where are you going? What? No, what do you mean? Don't call back. Who's this? What if I need to call this number for another reason? Hello. I think we were disconnected, Brandon. You calling back?
He never said goodbye.
It was kind of a mixed message because he called your brother.
He's still there.
Is he still there?
Hey, brother.
Hello.
Oh, there he goes.
I think he'd already hung up.
Penelope.
Why?
That's not the nude guy.
What's with the threatening tone when it's a wrong number? What's the deal with that? Don't ever call here again. What fucking shit?
I don't know. I think he'd be very receptive to you explaining how to say goodbye before you hang up a phone.
I
though.
Think he would too. Maybe you need to hear the song.
You have reached the voicemail box of 40.
It's a Florida guy? I would think he'd be more chill than that.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We were disconnected. I was trying to reach somebody. I think there might have been some confusion, but then the phone clicked and we disconnected for some reason. I thought maybe it was on our end. So maybe we can finish the conversation later. Thank you. See ya.
Don't hang up on me.
Bye.
Penelope. P-E-N-E-L-O-P.
Penelope.
Any other numbers for us, Brandon?
I'll try one more here.
I mean, not necessarily for Penelope, but anybody else?
There's a big old stack here.
Who's this?
Is this Penelope?
This is Penelope.
Uh-oh.
Really?
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this
time. What's the sound that precedes the...
That was wacky.
Somebody looking for the button to hit hit end record.
Kind of like my neighbor Marcus. Call him up.
Oh, someone's calling back. Someone's calling back. Answer it.
It's not up. It's not here.
Mm. Hello? Mm.
Hello?
Yellow?
Oh, no, Brandon.
Oh, wait.
Is that the guy?
Where's that Aaron?
Yeah, that's the one.
Is he trying to finish the conversation?
Penelope?
Oh, that's Penelope.
Oh, try Penelope.
Hello? Oh!
Try to call him back.
This is much better than the actual story.
Damn it. Try to call him because he tried to call you. So
I think was he calling to read us the Riot Act, possibly?
Maybe. No, that was...
trying to get in touch.
That was the one that keeps going to the voicemail.
Oh.
Well, he called back.
I fear Penelope's going to be, like, the weakest part of this.
I know. I hope she
Hello?
Is this Penelope?
Penelope?
Yeah.
No.
Is it Penelope? I'm sorry. Maybe I mispronounced it.
No.
No?
Wrong number.
Okay. Did you hear the story about the grandma who took her teeth out to scare the nude attacker?
What?
No, forget it.
Nice listening.
Thanks.
Nice listening skills.
Hey, she answered the phone.
We would so be under arrest from the wrong number, police. We'd be going to prison.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Not your
fault. I meant for perhaps our treatment wasn't the best.
We do have a possible number for that Border Patrol agent who started a 47,000-acre wildfire when
$8 million of damage.
When he shot into a target for his baby reveal, gender reveal party, and it blew up and it started a 50,000-acre wildfire. He got charged and he has to pay, I think it's almost $250,000.
Can we call that last lady back just so I can play?
Get the cock out of your ear, dumb fuck. I just said, tell me about it.
My system was a little faster, I could have played it. It's very rare when that drop fits.
Get the cock out of your ear, dumb fuck. I just said, tell me about it.
Got a couple numbers for the Halloween chick who has decorations, and they're so extreme that people are calling the police on them.
Oh, I think I might have heard about that on the show yesterday, but we didn't have the number.
No, we didn't. Did we talk about it on the show?
Oh, did we?
No, I think it was pre-show.
Okay.
I think it was pre-show. I don't know.
I'm seeing a lot of these for the first time, too. The teacher gives a lesson on sustainability by wearing the
same. We tried her.
Oh, yeah, we've done that a billion times.
There's the people need to fix their the sound on their the store.
The grocery store.
Yeah, the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's important.
It's high priority. That's so important. Trudy's alarm.
Super giant.
Were we going to call the home office or were we going to call them back to see if it was fixed?
Call them back because the home office may have a different system.
Okay.
I'm sure they would send us around the horn, just like last time.
She talked to you, though.
Yeah, she did. She was the one that when she hung up, she was like, no, when she picked up the phone, I was like, hello. Okay. Bye.
You know, what we should have said to her?
Get the cock out of your ear, dumb fuck! I just said, tell me about it.
Do you remember what town or what state that was in? I totally forgot.
Was it Virginia?
I was just saying New York. It's the guy that was sticking bananas in his butt or wiping his butt.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
while you're looking, Brenda.
Oh. That was awesome.
I was singing.
You have that?
I was singing that the other day because somebody was squashing bananas to feed to a baby. So I was walking around going, squash bananas.
I know.
Squash bananas.
That has perpetually that like comes into my head randomly.
It's funny what a huge story that was at the time. Now that story would be just dwarfed by all the other shit going on.
Or when the priest in Little Mermaid gets a boner.
Yeah. That's
oh my God.
We were also supposed to call the llama cowboy too. That was also on the calendar.
Oh.
The calendar.
Yeah. Okay, well, why don't we take care of another important sponsorship and we'll carry on.
Hey, is this squash bananas?
Can't cut it out. It go right back.
I thought it was on a toy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You pulled a string, I think.
I don't know what that is. That's garbage.
The Lion King, man.
Jeez. I'm sorry. Was I supposed to do something?
The sponsor.
Oh, okay.
The sponsor. The important sponsor.
Lincoln, Lincoln, Lincoln. Lincoln, 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 Lincoln.
I think he needs to do a Hoop McInerney Star Lincoln one.
Lincoln.
2019 has arrived at Star. Already appearing are the 2019 Lincoln MKCs. You can get one for as low as $331 a month. X and A plan customers get even more remarkable savings. And Conquest buyers, those are you guys that move over to the light side, come over to Lincoln. You can save thousands on the Continental, America's foremost luxury sedan. They also have the Lincoln. Brand new 2019
Lincoln
Nautilus, the Lincoln Nautilus.
Lincoln, Lincoln, Lincoln.
Nice set of hooters you got there.
It comes standard with safety extras that otherwise cost thousands, like 22-way adjustable seats, blind spot monitoring, line centering technology for continuous steering support. It's got all the fancy things you want. Get the Star treatment, the free loaners, free pickup and delivery, the immaculate showroom and service area, and a welcoming staff of sales pros. Like our very own Jimmy D, who's over there. Give him a call, 855-567-STAR, or email him, jimmyd@starlincoln.com. It's all at Hoop McInerney's Star Lincoln.
Happy birthday, Lincoln. Happy birthday, Lincoln.
It's all at Hoop McInerney's Star Lincoln. For 50 years, the legendary jewel among the Detroit Lincoln dealerships. It's at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield. I thought the other song was going to play, not this one.
You're not as young.
Sorry.
A couple of sports stories, not really sports stories, but this woman is suing the school district for age and sex discrimination because her son didn't make the varsity team and he can't play in the JV because the young up-and-coming players play in the JV. See, you know, it used to be that there were freshman, sophomore, JV, and varsity teams, so there was enough teams for everyone to play on. I think in most sports, or at least,
yeah, but don't people get cut anyway?
Yeah, they get cut. So, first of all, this poor kid, whose mother is suing.
He wants this?
No, I'm sure he's mortified. But you know what? What I really wanted as I read this and I thought about this is, okay, I've always felt sports was a good microcosm for kids to learn the harsh realities of life. You know, Little League, the kid that's stuck in right field and doesn't get to play.
How old is this kid? He also get to learn teamwork.
Yeah, you learn a lot of things
in
sports.
Positive things.
No, there are. No question. And if you're not a great...
Look at Brett Kavanaugh. He's a lot from sports.
If you're not a great athlete, you learn that, you know what, things don't always go your way. That's just the way it is. And I feel bad for kids that get cut. You know, I remember friends getting cut, and it was really sad. You felt bad. Because it's kind of the end of the line, too. When you're in high school and you get cut, you're done. Mm-hmm. You know, you're...
My dad said you ruined baseball.
You're forever sentenced to softball or whatever, intramural sports. Yep. So, you know, it's not the end of the world, though, because how many guys are really going to go on and be professional athletes? However, there is the other side of the coin. We have the ninth place ribbon people who think everyone should play every position and let's switch the batting order and go in reverse today. And, you know, it's all about equality and fun. And
that's what your workplace softball team's for.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just wondering because...
I don't know about you, sweetheart.
You know, we do have these separate views. Is what percentage of people, I wondered, feel the way I do that sports are survival of the fittest, kind of like the real world for kids, and although it sucks because they are kids, that's kind of the way it is. And how many people feel that, it should be a nice little soft place for kids to... play sports not win. Let's not even keep score.
I didn't know they made ninth place ribbons.
Just to play devil's advocate, though, there is the place that where it gets pushed over. Next thing you know, people are way too aggressive, and parents are getting coaches fired because, you know, it's not just a game.
And parents hire coaches on the side to coach. What the fuck is, I mean, I don't understand either one, to be honest. You know, in these travel sports teams, we've talked about that. And believe me, every time we talk about it, I get an email from somebody who says, travel sports, my child needs to be with the most competitive people, but I don't exist here in this 4.5 million people area. There isn't enough competition for my son.
But to your point, the very nature of a sporting event is competition and someone winning and someone losing and things not always going your way.
Wait a minute. I thought it was about being a team. Isn't
well,
it where you teach people to be a team?
That's part of it, too.
It is.
Or is that a girl attitude?
No, you're right.
It is about people. You do learn. I think you learn a lot of things in team sports. Well, and one of them is that it's not all about you, sweetheart.
Yeah, and all that other shit is not very team-oriented. There's no I in team. Did you know that?
There's a me.
No, there's no I in team.
There's a me.
There's a me. Oh, God.
Because, you know, within this story, of course, there are all these other stories that are sort of related stories, and it would almost seem as if we're having a debate about this. But my people that I, you know, in my world, I think feel mostly that, you know, shut the fuck up. Go away with your stupid lawsuit. Fuck your kid. He didn't make the team. He's cut. Sorry. What percentage of people do you think are in the ninth place ribbon world?
Very, very small.
That's what I thought. So why do we always hear from those people?
Well, because the story should be looked at for what it is and go, oh my God, what an idiot. This is a frivolous lawsuit. It's meaningless. But some people will see it and go, this is happening all over the place.
No, I know. And I'm just,
it's a new story because it's stupid.
Why do I feel like this tiny group of people who have this crazy idea that sports is just for kids to have fun and not be so damn competitive, it seems like we hear from those people more than we hear from the people. Fuck the kids. Get out there and play your ass off and learn something.
But at some point in life, it is supposed to just be about learning the game.
Talking about T-ball.
No, I think it changes when you get into high school, doesn't it? Isn't that a good demarcation line?
Pretty much. I think so.
You have to have some line.
Well, if you don't have any skill, I think you're going to embarrass yourself a lot worse. If you have no skill and you're playing... Yeah, they're going to be pissed because they want to win. Yeah. Expose your small penis.
Oh, wiener.
Try to
no bush.
Focus on the positives. Encourage our kids to keep working and be a part of getting better throughout their high school career.
I think if the judge follows the law and looks at the evidence of John Doe's skills,
you're boring.
We have a decent chance.
That guy's what?
Who, that's her,
Get
her
the
attorney?
Get out of your ear, dumb fuck. I just said, tell me about it.
Is that the mother's
boys
attorney?
Freshman soccer team playing Friday afternoon. At Ladue Watkins High School, if you are a junior and don't make the boys' varsity team, you cannot play again on the JV team. The school says this is to allow freshmen and sophomores a chance to develop their skills so that in later years they will be prepared to try out for varsity.
Because varsity's got to win.
The mother of a junior who did not make the varsity cut does not think that's fair. She believes her son, who already played on the JV team, is good enough play JV again.
Soccer.
The coach sent the family an email that says son was
not
on the bubble when it came to picking varsity team members.
Which is a bullshit way of saying he
sucks.
He
wrote the boy has holes in his technical ability and game decision making.
Sucks.
The family appealed the judge's ruling to the superintendent, who decided the family's complaint was unsubstantiated. The mother suit claims her son is the victim of age and gender discrimination because she says the rules are different for the girls' soccer team. It came out in testimony from the coach that the seven juniors cut from the varsity team and JV team
go home to mommy.
Did not measure up to the other kids on the JV team.
Here's the coach cutting him.
Go home to mommy. Go home. Bye. Go home to mommy. Go home to mommy.
And I think that coach was even nice about it at first. But then once the lawsuit came, he pretty much just said, listen, your kid's not as good. He sucks.
Your kid blows. He sucks. He's an embarrassment to the game. I'm trying to spare him humiliation by getting him off the field.
You know, he's a junior. He could maybe go to a soccer camp and develop his skills and try out next year.
He has holes in his skills,
prove
though.
The coach wrong. I know. Fill those holes. Learn how to play.
Prove
everybody wrong.
But some kids just suck.
Or couldn't he innovate and be the team manager or something?
That's a great idea. That's what some kids do. and they're quote unquote part of the team.
I would love to know. Does this kid want this lawsuit? Does this kid want this attention from his mom suing?
Well, if he's been brought up by this mom, possibly. I mean, that is his mom.
Where's dad?
Go home to mommy.
I don't know. I just think it's.
I know where dad is. Dad's watching TV and he pauses. Did you do this?
It's a disaster. The whole thing's a disaster.
Then he went, meh.
Then there's the hullabaloo over Jimbo Fisher grabbing his player's face mask at the Texas A&M game.
Yeah.
Kid, it's a college kid, not apparently playing well. He grabbed his face mask coming off the field. And the guy that he did it to said, it didn't matter to me, which, of course, he has to say. What's he going to say? Yeah, I'm pissed, too. And then, he doesn't play next week? I don't know. They take it out on him?
Yeah, I guess maybe. You're right.
I mean, you got to suck it up and take it. It's your coach. It's big time. Big time college football.
He could transfer. He could say he doesn't like it.
It's very hard.
But frankly, the story begins and ends there. If he doesn't have a problem with it, why do we have a problem? Why would other people have a problem with it? I'm not nuts about it. I don't think coaches have to act that way.
Well, I remember when coaches used to whack guys with clipboards on their helmets.
Oh, yeah. I used
and,
to get whacked.
You know, Bobby Knight used to handle players, grab them by the neck and pull on their shirts and stuff like that. And that was a big problem. But he always won. So people said, we want to win. But, you know... It's funny. I got to thinking about this, and
I think I know. We
talked about this earlier. NFL coaches don't grab players' face masks,
no,
because players are making as much money as the coach, and they're pretty empowered.
They're not a commodity; they're an employee.
Right. College players are indentured servants.
Yeah.
That now they're playing for a scholarship, and I used to think this way too. Well, they get the free education. First of all, not many of them are there for the education. So that's really not, it's not about class. That's where they are forced to go to play football. And it kind of comes back to, I guess if you're a guy who plays for nothing but the fame of being on a college football team and maybe the off chance that you'll get a chance to play in the NFL, then, you have to do anything. That sure. coach is kind of ridiculously empowered. The coach who's making
do no wrong.
What's he make? $7 million, Jimbo Fisher?
I think he makes ten. Does Jimbo million? Up to 10? I mean, he left
one of the highest paid guys. In college
left a highly paid job at Florida State for an even higher paid job at Texas A&M.
He has a 10-year deal that's worth $75 million.
Okay, and he's grabbing the face mask of a kid who's busting his ass for nothing, pretty much, in front of 100,000 people paying customers. And I don't know. The more I watch these stories, the more annoyed I'm getting.
How pissed
at all the money?
How pissed would people be if, when he grabbed that face mask, if the kid shoved him or just knocked his hands off?
I think he has a right to. You're gonna grab somebody?
I know. I wouldn't be. I don't know. I think he should have.
And you know what? Don Shula, Bill Belichick, these guys would never do that.
No.
They would never do it.
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't do it to Tom Brady. Wouldn't do it to I can't think of the last time an NFL coach even did something like that.
Grabbed a face mask. Yeah, he's just trying to coach them.
No, I know, and there are those people who say, "Hey, these are kids. They're trying to coach them up."
Bullshit.
You know what? Fuck this kid stuff. And there was a lot of this when Braylon Edwards had that tweet, which was a dumb tweet. I agree. Yeah. We're saying, "Oh, these are kids. You don't call them out." This is a sport. This is a multi-billion-dollar sport.
Yep, it's big business.
And I don't know. I'm really tired of the subject of race. I feel like it comes up all the time. And here I'm going to bring it up. This whole business of this sport that makes billions and billions of dollars. These TV deals are worth billions, billions of dollars, and the players get nothing. The mostly black players get nothing.
Well, they get a scholarship and a cost of living. they're. It's very.
It's really. I don't know.
Meanwhile, coaches are getting multi-million-dollar deals and can leave at a whim.
Yeah, they can leave whenever they want. The players have to sit out a whole year if they want to transfer because things aren't going well. I don't know. I'm really.
It's almost like they're violating the 13th Amendment before Kanye's abolished it.
It does feel like indentured servitude to me.
Absolutely is. Come on.
And every time I hear the reason, we've got to pay for these other programs. We've got to pay for the women's sports. We've got to play for the women's basketball team. Wait, why is it that guy playing football, busting his ass in front of 100,000 paying customers? Why is it his job to sacrifice his income to pay for the other sports? Because someone said that's how it's done.
I love the argument. Well, how are you going to pay him? How are you going to do? You can't do it. There's too many.
How are you going to figure it out? You got the quarterback. You got the guy that's done special teams. You can pay them the same?
No. You don't. You figure it out. Like any other business figures out how to pay their employees. Figure it out.
Every excuse I just find
bullshit.
Really lacking. And
they're nonprofits.
An excuse.
It's so ludicrous.
I know. It's crazy.
Another prestigious institution is here to see you.
A what? Send him in.
Hello, sir. The name is Eric P. Cartman. I'm a well-respected owner in the slave trade.
In the what?
My peaches, what a wonderful office you got yourself, yeah? Certainly got yourself a lucrative business, don't you? Well, let me get right down to it, then. Like yourself, I'm also in the slave trade. But at the moment, I find myself in a little quandary with legal issues. Was wondering if you could share some secrets.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You have some mighty strong-looking workers here, sir. I'd be willing to offer you
$40
for two of the white ones and $50 for the blacks.
Are you referring to our student athletes?
Student athletes. Oh, that is brilliant, sir. Now, when we sell their likeness for video games, how do we get around paying for our slaves? Student athletes, man.
Look, there are good reasons why our student athletes cannot be paid, young man.
I ain't arguing. If they got paid, then how'd we make all our money, right?
We do not own slaves, and we have no desire to own slaves.
But of course you own slaves because... Oh, right. Of course you don't have desire to own slaves, sir. Neither do I. And if there was any government agency listening in on this here conversation, they should know that we're not talking about slave ownership at all. All right, so now how do you get around not paying your slaves?
Get out. This is a prestigious university, and I am not saying one more word to you.
You think you can do whatever you want just because your corporation is a university? This country was founded on the ideals that one corporation couldn't hog all the slaves while the rest of us wallow in poverty. Screw you, sir. I'm going home.
I don't know why that reminded me of this, because it has nothing to do with it. But did anybody see 48 Hours yet?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What about the Dark Web? Oh, my God.
Wow.
Holy crap. I thought he was going to get killed. Certainly someone has.
Well,
I should say that.
Yeah, it turns out that the person you pay to kill people on the dark web was scamming people and taking their money, not killing them.
I know.
I thought that was perfect. He didn't kill anyone, did he?
No. He really didn't.
He's got this dark magic. And he doesn't do shit. He just takes your money.
Well, that's kind of cool then.
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, there's this guy.
Who are they going to complain to?
Right. I know.
I gave him $5,000.
There's a guy in London who's gotten into the dark web, and he's watching all this going on, and he's informing 48 Hours, which is informing the police in every place, 9 different places where someone was, going to be murdered for money, and they're trying to protect the person and figure out what's going on, and then eventually they made arrests in 4 or 5 cases.
Yeah.
Good.
The one case where the guy just is like, God damn it, dark web, you're too fucking slow. So he kills her himself.
He so wanted that woman killed in a hurry.
Yeah, he did. He had 3 babes on the side.
Oh, God, what a loser.
And then there's, let's see, the black dude who was banging the white dude in high school. No white dude.
Oh, yeah.
And then he met this other chick, and she got pregnant from this other guy, and then they both got divorced, so he starts banging her again. She gets pregnant. And she finds out,
a black guy.
Ooh, fun. He's still married. And he's like,
are you in a trailer?
Have an abortion, bitch. Here's $400. Is that what the going rate for an abortion is?
I have no idea.
$400. I don't either.
But
we got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
Jump on it now because you might not have a chance.
Yeah, so.
$4,000.
Oh.
He comes up with the cash to have her killed on the dark web. And he got busted. And I forget, what was his, did they
Did they come up with the success rate of murders for hire on the dark web?
Zero. The guy was just scamming everybody.
It went down.
No, but I mean, anywhere, ever. I feel like nobody ever gets hired and kills somebody.
I think there was, there was a couple fake ones where they got the guy that ran the dark web, Silk Road.
Yeah.
He got arrested. He's in prison.
That wasn't for murder for hire. That was selling drugs.
No, but wasn't it murder for hire, though? Didn't he? And they showed him the dead person.
Oh, really? I don't know. I didn't see the 48 hours.
Oh, that's, well, that was, I'm not sure. Yeah, that was on 48
I know the hours. Main Silk Road guy, they busted him and they needed him to keep his computer unlocked. So they were watching him.
At the library.
Yeah.
And then just went up and grabbed the computer.
Oh, that was cool.
That was awesome. That story's incredible. He has so many supporters, you cannot believe how many people are saying, he didn't do anything wrong!
But he tried to do murder for hire?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We're talking about .com? That guy?
Oh, Kim.com?
Kim.com?
No, we were talking about the guy that ran the Silk Road.
Yeah, he created Silk Road, I think.
I thought it was just drugs. I didn't know it was murder for hire.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody didn't pay for drugs, I think, so he wanted him killed. And they showed him.
What an idiot.
They showed him a dead body.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, yeah!
I love it when they do that, and the fake dead body.
They had a hard time finding this guy, though. But they finally did. They found him at a library in San Francisco
on the dark web.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they catch
What's his name?
Ross Ulbricht. He's young. He's 34.
Yeah, he's in prison for a long time.
But didn't they catch him because they could confiscate his Bitcoin? Wasn't that part of it because it was a federal trade? There was some weird. That's how it became a federal. I don't know. There was a lot of stuff.
But the attempted murder. He wanted to murder somebody, and he paid for a murder, and they showed it to him. And he's like, great, good job. Okay, next. And I think he wanted to murder somebody else. And then, there were all kinds of other
Did they find him guilty for thinking he's hot?
He thinks he's hot. Yeah. He does.
Oh,
he had a really
picture,
hot girlfriend, too.
Huh.
Well, he's loaded. That's his girlfriend?
He's
out of his league.
What happened to her?
That's his sister, sorry.
Oh,
okay, thank you.
Sister.
Oh. Yeah, if you find the hot girlfriend, he did have a really hot girlfriend, but she...
I'm his sister.
I think she broke up with him. But all these people, this guy's the most incredibly talented person. He's brilliant. He's a genius. But, of course, he's in jail.
There he is in prison.
That's his mom.
Oh, man, he's in maximum security, too. What are you in for? I hacked some drugs.
Wait, isn't that Supermax, the one in Florence, Colorado? Is he in Supermax where all the terrorists are?
I'm not sure. He looks a little like Ed.
He's fat now.
What's his name? The actor Ed.
Furlong?
No.
Ed Helms?
Burns?
No. Ed. Ed Norton.
Eddie.
Ed Norton.
In that one picture, didn't he resemble Ed Norton?
Oh, when's the movie coming out? There should be a movie.
Oh, that's right. Well, Ed Norton needs work too, doesn't he?
Seems like it.
Hasn't done anything.
He was on a roast.
That's right.
On a roast.
God, he's funny. Where is it? I guess. Are they just not making Ed Norton movies anymore? Because he was in dramas a lot, wasn't he?
I have a picture like this.
He was in great movies.
Oh, I loved his movies. But honestly, if you're not a superhero or a tentpole movie guy.
He was the Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
He's just not a good Hulk.
A bad Hulk.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was a bad Hulk. That's probably what crushed it, right?
Man, Supermax has some great people in there.
Hey, Trudy, you know what we should find in 48 hours is the guy that when he was arrested said, I have cancer. I'll be dead tomorrow.
Hey,
that guy, they couldn't find him. He'd vacated his house and he was living with his mother. He wanted to kill his stepmother who was holding up all this money of his dad's that he would have inherited. And so anyway, after he tried to kill her on the dark web, for some reason, maybe because he knew he was going to get busted or he was afraid, he moved into his mom's house. And then when the cops are putting him in the car, he's like, I'm almost brain dead. I've got ALS. and he's walking into
he's
the
got
car.
ALS.
Yeah, he's got, I swear to God, walking. He said ALS. We should find that. Where's the
How room? Far in? I got it. How far in?
It's pretty far, like an hour and a half in. It's like a 2-hour thing. This guy is hilarious. And he looks like Brandon a little bit.
Oh, cool. Oh,
I think he's separated birth. Doesn't he look a little like Brandon?
Yeah.
I don't think it's just the beard either.
He sounds gorgeous.
I see Brandon all over the place in different
Not that
people.
Far.
Sorry.
A lot of people do. Every, lot my of whole life, people have always
There's the guy.
Said,
There's the guy. Like, the dark web killer guy.
You look like this. You look like that.
That's him.
Why is he wearing sunglasses and a thing over his face?
I know.
Because he's scary.
It's a bit.
A little redundant.
It's a little overkill.
Ross Ulbricht, by the way, the Silk Road.
Yeah.
He got double life without parole.
Yeah.
double life.
There's Brandon. There's Brandon. Keep going. Keep going.
Ah, oh, look at that turd.
Okay, it's right around here where they find him. Yeah, you can start here.
A whisper.
I got something here.
You were saying?
What do you got?
Bose iPhone. And one of the first applications that it lists here
is.
Did
you like the story? I thought it was amazing.
Tor Browser Pro.
Tor is a browser that can access the dark web.
And so this is evidence.
Oh, absolutely.
We made a decision to charge Mr. Bo Brigham with solicitation of murder.
There's Brandon.
That dude doesn't look like me.
9 a.m. on August 9th in Palm Desert.
This is awesome.
San Luis Obispo police have just arrived.
We're heading now over to the arrest site.
And a nicer penis.
They never thought they were going to get caught.
Well, you're a pussy, Brandon.
Residence. Just knocked on the door. Bo Brigham's wake-up call.
Bo Brigham.
And in they go.
This began months ago when we got a tip from Chris Montero in London about a murder-for-hire plot in San Luis Obispo.
I like the way they present the story.
Now coming out.
There's Brandon.
Bo Brigham is
handcuffed. Damn it, he's got my hairline.
Does.
And a beard.
We know that you wanted your stepmother murdered, but we don't know why. Why did you do it?
Stepmother?
I don't. I'm deathly ill. I'm sorry. Guys, I should be on a ventilator. I'm about to pass away.
I'm about to pass out.
I've got ALS. I'm dying of ALS.
He's walking.
I know.
He's talking. Do you understand, Bo, the terror that you have caused?
Do you understand? My son is very sick.
We'll get you checked
My
out.
My son is very sick.
You also hired a hitman to take someone else's life.
No, I did not. I'm brain dead. I'm in a very serious situation.
Brain dead.
The whole scene
Can
is
you
too
say
much
you're brain dead if you're brain
biological
dead?
Mother,
no.
Alexis.
Somebody else
he
has to say it for
ever
you.
Never wants anything to happen. To her.
No, I'm still sleeping. Man.
He was just
That's
angry.
A better excuse.
Who admits she knew about Bo hiring
no,
a hitman
sleeping,
on the dark web.
And then I was thinking, well, what do we do? Do we contact the police? Do we, you know, contact Lori?
Did you do that? Did you contact
Go
Lori?
Home to
no,
mommy.
I was overwhelmed. I didn't know what to do.
About a month after Bo's kill order, Alexis tried convincing him to ask Yura for a refund.
I told him, get it out so they know you're not wanting anything done.
Okay, we're gonna get one.
So is this guy dead now?
He's in the back.
Bo was taken to a nearby hospital.
I mean, today.
He's taken to the hospital.
Doctors examine him.
He's in a wheelchair.
Symptoms, what are you dealing with today? And when he couldn't name any, basically they ran his vitals and discharged him.
They interview him in jail.
Now, Bo Brigham is headed for county jail. 6 weeks later, we obtained this letter from his defense team. Bo Brigham's doctor states, Mr. Brigham is extremely ill, but he never mentions cancer or ALS. And just 5 days ago, Bo Brigham agreed to an interview with 48 Hours in jail, where I asked again,
he's hot
why
branded
did you seek to hire
hot
a branded hitman on a dark website?
I'm hot branded. That dude's got a disheveled beard.
I'm actually terminally ill.
Investigators believe that
good
you're faking this.
That's outrageous.
He's trimmed that stash.
Bo's anger with his stepmother stems from his belief that she hasn't supported him during his health problems.
Look at him.
She left her own son to die for 4 years. Who does that?
So does she deserve a death sentence?
Absolutely not.
On April 19th, 2018, Bo, you wrote, look, I need this effing person dead.
I don't
know exactly what you were doing.
I don't remember any of this.
She's brain dead.
You gave specifics about your stepmother.
Look.
Look for silver Mercedes with a black convertible top. You gave specific instructions. Do not go through with the job unless it can be done as an extreme clear accident because it will be very easily traceable.
Yeah, there is only one way to get anyone's attention and to do something stupid on a site.
Serious issue, Shelfa. Their beep is driving me up a wall.
Yeah.
Why is it so high toned?
I don't know.
It's very.
I know.
Needs to be 1,000.
You gave specific instructions. Do not go through with the job unless it can be done as an extreme clear accident because it will be very easily traceable.
Yeah, there is only one way to get anyone's attention and to do something stupid on a site was the only way. I've been emailing Lori to come see me for 4 years now.
So you admit you went on the site?
I can't remember doing it. I can't remember.
Over.
Why don't you go tell your mom to shut up?
Over again.
I don't remember writing that.
Despite Bo's memory issues, despite that he admitted to both the police and his own mother that he did this.
No one would do something like this. No one, especially my son, if he was of sound mind.
Bo's attorney plans to take this case to court.
Mr. Van Sant, the people's case is in a lot of trouble. Be patient. Come to court.
We will be waiting for you to come place
your orders. Get the cock out of your ear, dumbfuck. I just said tell me about it.
Says Bo Brigham's arrest assures him that his work has made a difference.
I wasn't sure what I was doing really mattered.
She wouldn't have gotten killed.
Now I can see that it's so important that this information is acted on.
Yeah, get over yourself, because he should be alive and well.
He loves the fact that he has six monitors,
yeah, like the Matrix.
Yeah.
Something explosive.
He's white. You know that much about him.
All Hitman sites are fake.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
Hello, that writer said.
Why do you talk that way?
I thought that, by the way, the guy, the Brandon lookalike.
Yeah.
He had a cool Brandon video, like didn't me. He?
Yeah.
His video was cool if you go back far enough.
Yeah. Hot Brandon had a cool video?
He did. He had a really cool video. I thought it was really cool. Actually went online and watched it.
Did you hire anybody to murder someone?
No.
No, you have to have a special.
He had 2 million views.
Really?
Yeah.
Starting to like
their
this
symbol,
guy.
Their symbol,
not hot.
Their logo looks like the onion, though. So
the Tor.
The Tor.
Yeah, Tor.
Do we go?
Deep
going.
Web browser.
Ooh.
I've never understood the deep web or what you can do there. I mean, I know what exists there, but I don't know, like, how you access it. What the hell can you even do that's fun there?
Drugs.
It's at the beginning of this, I think. At the beginning of this segment. Right. I believe.
Who's that dude?
That's his dad who died.
Oh.
And caused. Yeah, there it is. There it is. That's it.
I guess pretty high. For
Brandon and Bo since they were approximately 10 years old.
Oh, he's got a brother named Brandon?
He does. Relationship
but
with
Brandon
them.
Didn't do it.
Brandon eventually went into marketing. Bo took his shot at Hollywood stardom.
Hey. I never did it for the money. I did it because I had a lot of time on my hands.
That's him lip-syncing in a music video he co-produced.
Cool.
The music video that I saw is compelling to watch. Did you find it impressive?
It was very impressive. He had a company called Bowflix. Where
this is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Photography in San Francisco.
Bo Brigham was also cool. Into extreme sports, living life on the edge.
Sick, bruh.
Their lives seemed picture perfect. Then, tragedy struck.
In 2011, Jeff Brigham dies unexpectedly from a massive heart attack. And Lori really truly didn't have any knowledge of how to run the businesses. Now that started a place of contention.
Eventually, Lori lost one of the bars.
Oop.
Bo and Brandon successfully sued their stepmother in 2013.
Assholes.
And won a significant judgment.
Lori becomes in debt to them in excess of $1 million.
Oop. Does she have the money to pay them?
No.
But she still had assets.
If Lori dies, who benefits?
Bo and Brandon.
Yep.
My pronounced Brandon.
Stood to gain an inheritance, but police quickly eliminate Brandon Brigham as a suspect. Detective Anthony Peluso
Brandon.
Says Bo became their focus.
That's about
but to
all, really.
Prove him guilty.
Pretty cool, though.
It was a good video.
I know, I kind of want to see
There's
the whole
that
video.
Guy again.
Yeah, that guy's really scary, even though he doesn't care anyway.
Brandon! How dumb do you think I am?
He just takes your money, pretty much. I wonder how much money they make that guy makes in the dark web for faking
that
he's a murderer.
Money in 5 seconds.
I don't know. I mean,
they had nine fake murders there for $5,000 a piece, so that's $45,000.
No, there's no getting it back.
Nine.
And you can't really complain because then he'd put a fake murder out on you.
Exactly. Where was that guy located?
Oh, him?
Yeah.
In London,
Euro,
they thought?
Yura or whatever the guy that was faking.
Oh, Yuri. Or Yura, yeah.
Whatever, Yuri.
He wanted to meet them in London.
But so where was he?
They thought he was around there.
Wasn't he in an underdeveloped country or something?
Was he?
Probably the richest guy in some zero country. Some shithole country.
That's a great name.
Is this the updated Dodge and Jeep copy?
No, it's
I'm
right
proud
there. And there's an
to
updated
shitholer.
There's another updated copy, but I think we already
Oh
did
my.
We already
no, we did not. Buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and dealsinad.com is different, way different than anything else. Getting, quote, a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for $3 a month, no question. We saw that with Maz, the half a submarine sandwiches. They could do that, too.
Something that changed.
But that's not the best way to deliver their customers a world-class experience. They believe it's about people, customers, and employees. They realize happy, satisfied employees generate incredibly happy, satisfied customers. Price matters, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy creates the magic. A well-rounded experience, as evidenced by the Maz reviews over at Zot. Not just a wham-bam, thank you, ma'am, one-time deal. Shop around first. If you must, then come see us at Zot. While you're there, play a game of foosball. Get in the massage chairs, eat some fresh popcorn, or kick back and enjoy a good cup of coffee and warm smiles from your dealer that genuinely cares, only from your friends at dealsinthed.com.
You just like to hit and quit it, huh? That's how you roll?
And then our listeners continue to tell us about their experiences at the Aldo Eye Center. Laura, registered nurse and mother of two, writes, I've had glasses since I was six. Waking up and falling asleep is amazing now. No dried out contacts, no smudged up lenses, no more paying an arm and a leg for either. Best decision I've ever made, hands down, with Dr. Yaldo's office. You can finance right through them.
Laura
got custom LASIK and got it from Dr. Yaldo because he's Michigan's most experienced. After 30,000 LASIK procedures, he's a master. He won't touch you unless he's certain you'll be thrilled with the results. It's why my sister's seeing him next week for multifocal implants, the Rolls-Royce surgery for people 45 plus. She'll never need reading glasses.
Daddy.
It will have great near and far vision for life. Don't settle for mediocre vision. With old technology like Lauren and thousands of others, throw it away and see like an eagle. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or sign up at the Yaldo Eye Center. I just insert new copy here.
Okay, cool.
Yes, is there someone else today? Let's see.
The thing about this dark web thing is they flew that person in from Australia, and they flew, what's his name, for 48 hours over to London to meet the dude, and he never showed up.
Oh, I know. And then
free
he said,
vacation.
No
he
show.
He wouldn't meet the public. They were going to meet on a cab ride.
Yeah.
And no, he was phony. Big
Let's
fake.
Put another shrimp on the barbie.
The guy was so fake.
I don't. I was just reading up on
points.
Ross.
Maybe it was Alex Jones.
Ross Ulbricht a little bit, the Silk Road guy. It's just that's crazy. Double life, and there's no victims that have been named in the trial. It's pretty much just for using the web in a way that no one else has used the web before. I don't believe that he was the one that was collecting the drugs and selling them. He's
the middleman.
He was just the middleman.
He's
opening
the Napster,
up,
taking his cut.
That's crazy.
So what do they bust him on?
Well, no, he thought he had someone murdered. He really did. He ordered the murder of someone. They showed him the pictures of the dead person. Yeah! And then I think he was doing it again when they caught him.
He was worth $30 million when they caught him.
Yep.
And that was before, that was when Bitcoin was cheap.
Oh, I know why they busted him, because Bitcoin, it was something like tangible. So they're like, okay, now we own this and we can kind of civil forfeiture it. Wow. So that's why they could track him down.
Who got the Bitcoin?
Like it was cash. Oh, the government. Government has it.
Ours?
Yes.
Oh. Savvy.
But I was reading about what a model prisoner he is. And he's teaching the other prisoners and using all his brilliance to rise the other prisoners up. But then now you say he's in protective custody or something, Brandon?
He couldn't teach.
No, he's not in protective custody.
Or he's in... What's he in?
He's in Supermax.
Supermax. Okay.
With Ted Kaczynski, who is an anti-technophobe?
There's a list of famous people in Supermax. It's quite a who's who among terrorists.
They did not make it seem like he was in Supermax. In the I think it was Rolling Stone did an article about him, and they alternately blew him and pointed out how dangerous he is. They sort of went back and forth. No, they blew him. I mean, he's the most brilliant guy ever.
Oh, of course, because he's so bright.
Notable current inmates, Zacharias Moussaoui, French citizen, Al-Qaeda operative, right. Terrorism conspiracy.
Isn't he number 21? Wasn't he the 21st? Was it
Moussaoui? Oh, hijacker?
Yeah, is that Moussaoui?
Panty bomber?
He's in there. That's Mutalib.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and there's Richard Reed, the shoe bomber.
Yeah, Dick Reed.
Oh, Dick.
Umar Abul Mutalab, Nigerian.
Goddamn shoes.
That's the undie bomber.
Okay. Whose penis is all melted.
Yeah, worst pair of underwear, too. That's the end of those underwear.
That's the end of those underwear.
God, they were so yellow.
They're gross.
Yellow.
Ahmed Rassam, Algerian national convicted of terrorism in 2001 for planning to bomb Los Angeles International Airport on December 31st, 1999. Well, that would have freaked out the world.
I know they staged those terror attacks.
He was the one who was freaking out coming through the border. Yep.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Teddy Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Yeah, Michigan grad.
Terry Nichols, co-conspirator of the 95 Oklahoma City
bombing.
From
Michigan, not you, up on Van Dyke.
Has anyone seen the Oklahoma City documentary on Netflix, by the way?
No.
Oh.
The bombing?
Uh-uh.
There's a documentary on there of it. Yeah, and I was kind of like, been there, done that. But well, it might be interesting.
What else is there to get?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Netflix always gives way too many stars for their stuff. Have you noticed that? Everything's 4.5 stars.
Did they remove it? Oh, you mean for their own stuff?
Yeah.
I thought they recently updated their rating system somehow or got rid of it altogether.
Hmm.
I think they did.
That's a bummer. They should just use the thermometer.
Leader of the New York Kings, a New York chapter of the Latin Kings is in there. Murder, conspiracy, racketeering, running criminal enterprise. Leader of the Mexican Mafia, Ruben, is in there. One name, Ruben. He's so big.
Is Chapo in there? Chapo's not in
there,
That's
a great name.
Oh, he might be now.
Let's see.
What's going on with him? Has he been sentenced yet?
I don't know.
He's kind been of to lost trial that yet. On the chopster.
Chopster.
The chopster.
He's tunneling out of wherever he is now.
Ramsey Youssef is in there.
Oh,
did
Ramsey.
You mention him?
No.
He was kind of...
Yeah, he's ugly. He was the first Trade Center bomber.
Oh, that's right.
El Chapo still hasn't gone to trial, so... He's wherever in the meantime. He's in the limbo.
Oh, Tsarnaev is in there. Probably thinking he's all hot still. Remember that dude?
Yep.
Boston bomber.
You know, could end up in there is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, God. What
the soccer player.
Asshole.
Who, this girl says that she was raped by him in a Vegas hotel room in 2009 after he said, "Hey, why don't you go to my penthouse and we can have a view of the skyline?" Huh. And then... She didn't want to go in the hot tub, and he said, "I've got some shorts and a t-shirt," and she was changing, and he came in the bathroom and says, "Hey, let's go, you're nude," and she wasn't into it, and he said, she claims he raped her.
Isn't it like the hottest dude in the world, though?
He's pretty hot.
Thinks he is.
Really?
Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo?
So
he's also the cover boy for FIFA Mobile.
You showed me his picture.
Yeah.
The story.
I'm not sure who was wetter, me or you. It was you.
I was harder. I'll tell you that much.
The story is that that he hired people to follow her and dig up dirt on her because she was going after him for this rape, and they also claim he had a mole in the Los Angeles Police Department.
Really?
He had a mole in Las Vegas Police
he's got
Department.
So much money.
And she eventually was advised by her attorney, "Look, why don't you settle? He's offering, I've heard $375,000. Why is that the magic number for settlement? Because 380 is what Jimmy Bennett and Asi Argento?
Mm-hmm.
375? Is that what the going rate for rape?
Seems like it.
I'd ask for more if it was from him, right? Although he is hot, so.
Yeah.
I don't think
he's probably the most attractive person to be Me Too'd, isn't he?
He probably, I guess, I don't know. Isn't James Franco? Don't chicks dig James Franco?
Oh, come on. Ronaldo or Franco? There's a Twitter poll.
She took the money, she said, out of fear, and there's a non-disclosal. Apparently, the NDA is over. Because who has an NDA that is not talking about it?
Good. They should be over.
Yeah. No, they should be over. I don't even understand how it's legal.
For private
people. Pay money to get out of a rape.
I understand if it's proprietary, like business shit, sure. But for individuals, to cover up a crime, it's
ludicrous. I really don't understand this. So now she's suing him civilly and wants $200,000. That doesn't make sense to me. So you're saying you don't like this non-disclosure for $375,000, but you want more money. In civil suit, which doesn't charge him with the rape, but I guess they're investigating the rape now anyway. He's been arrested on suspicion of rape in 2005. That was dropped. I don't know if there's an NDA there. And then you said there were a couple other cases.
There's always been rumors about him assaulting and you mentioned the other rape case. He doesn't seem to be the best human being. Can he kick a soccer ball?
Yeah, it's true. If you can put the ball in the net, who cares? His response online, I don't know if you want to play the audio.
What they said today is...
Huh? What?
Hello?
fake news.
Oh. Okay.
You want to promote by my name. It's normal.
Our fake news, fake news.
They want to be famous to say my name.
Great way to be famous. Just say your name.
Yeah, but it's part of the job. I'm happy, man.
English, and motherfucker.
That's a lovely accent you have.
Yeah, he's just smiling. It's all good. I'm happy. And they just want to be famous by saying my name.
Oh, I want to be famous by saying his name. Cristiano Ronaldo. Did it work?
Boy, what an ego this guy has.
Wow. And they do have pictures of him like dancing with her like at this club and stuff. And
that's the same. That's the same night, apparently.
It doesn't mean he can rape her.
Well, I'm just saying it looks like she's gazing into his eyes.
Well,
the
point is, to me, the point is that she knows him. This is not something she just made up.
Yeah, there's got to be other people.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't make it up, but she knows him. It's not like he can say, I don't know her. I've never seen her. He talks like that.
That is kind of what he sounds like.
I don't know. He sounds like
at least
dresser.
In that piece.
And by the way, Nike pays him a few dozen million dollars
what?
A year.
Oh,
yeah.
Nike?
He's one of the top four highest paid athletes in the world.
Since Nike always does the right thing, I'm sure they will keep him.
Get the cock out of your ear, dumb fuck. I just said, tell me about it.
That's quite a story.
Wow.
And then also on the crime blotter, celebrity crime blotter, Cardi B arrested today for a coordinated attack she ordered on two strip club bartenders. What the fuck is going on with this idiot? By the way, will the NFL go, she started a fight with a rapper,
Maybe
Minaj.
Yeah.
She
got somebody.
What else has she done? She's got like three. Oh, yeah. Her security beat the shit out of somebody who wanted an autograph.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's ordering attacks on bartenders, allegedly. Is she really somebody the NFL wants at halftime?
That's her excuse not to have her. I don't think they were ever going to have her.
Supposedly, she was going to perform with Maroon 5. And last I heard, she was demanding her own time on stage. Like, look, I'm not a part-time player. I get my own time or fuck it.
I make money move.
And I heard that they were capitulating. And Maroon 5 was kind of a suspicion of, what do we do with this?
What a pussy.
It did sound pretty weak. And what are they going to do? Say no? We won't do it?
She just performed this weekend somewhere. She performed at the Global. Which the juxtaposition of this is really funny, but the Global Citizens thing in New York that they do every year that Chris Martin's about. It's about, poverty, like decreasing worldwide poverty, yet she performed this song, which is about having a shitload of money. It makes no sense. I don't want
it to, then I'm just tone deaf?
Surprise. Don't get comfortable. Look,
I don't dance now. I cannot believe this song is so popular. Yeah, I don't gotta dance. I make
money move. If I see you now, but isn't that... What is that garbled
mumble rap?
Mumble rap.
Well, it's a takeoff on Kodak Black, but it's whatever. I actually like that one song that's pretty popular right now, even though I don't understand any of the words.
So people are. She's playing at the biggest arenas.
This one, yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if her tour is going well because Nicki Minaj's tour was garbage.
Is there a way to find out what she draws? Because she's playing Staples Center, American Airlines Center in
Cardi
Dallas.
B?
Yeah.
Is she opening or is she...
I don't know. I don't know.
Can't understand a word.
Barclays Center? I remember the Nicki Minaj tour they said was not selling at all.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Well, I can repeat things or send the podcast like they're news. I said I heard.
No, I just said
I didn't say where I, did, where I heard it.
10 seconds
ago. Oh.
It's crazy. What?
Her you said 10
tour.
Seconds ago? Oh, well.
It's a pretty low review. Only 2 out of 5 stars for this current tour.
I don't know.
And it looks like... not until the 28th does she resume it in New Jersey.
Is she the only one on the bill, or are there many other, like, some of those some of those bills have like 5 or 6 different acts on them?
Her tour is...
They don't really have a lot of songs.
Her tour is doing a lot better than Mariah Carey's residency in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Have you been reading about that?
No, I heard it wasn't going well.
According to seating charts for Carey's The Butterfly Returns Tour at the Coliseum in Vegas, the venue has roped off 1,200 seats that are not being used. And now the 48-year-old singer just canceled the entire Australian tour due to lack of interest from fans down under.
Who would go see her?
I don't know.
I can't even see as a goof going. Britney Spears, I could see going as a goof.
Oh yeah, she'd be fun in a let's laugh at it kind of way. Mariah Carey, it'd be fun to laugh at for like a minute.
Kristen went and
to see Mariah or Brit.
Britney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, loved it.
The news gets worse for Mariah Carey. She has a new single out.
Oh.
GTFO, which is that get the fuck out?
Yeah.
Oh. Guess how many in the first 3 days, how many people bought the album, or you know how they count downloads as a bought, it was a buy, a purchase, like was it 1,500 downloads as a purchase?
Something like that.
So in 3 days, how many people do you think bought it?
20,000?
Zero.
Zero? Is that even enough spins? That no, seems impossible.
It's not getting enough spins to count as a sale.
It sounds like what? Every other song.
Now, Brandon, you're playing it on the YouTube, and it's got 4.1 million, which is not very good for a music video on YouTube.
Well, she's not that old. Well, I guess mid-40s, is that's getting up there.
Especially one that's been out for almost a month. I mean, you see...
Oh, that's bad.
You see, like, Biebs, he'll throw something out, almost, and it'll get 10 million overnight.
She's almost 50 years old. Are her fans really going online to spin YouTube?
She still hasn't she had hits? I don't know.
She has like 16 number one hits. I think she's behind the Beatles and tubes. Elvis.
She's just throwing those cans out.
Well, she's got to do something.
Is her last hit working. The Christmas song?
I don't know.
That's the one that always comes back that people still love.
I got to tell you, I can't believe she has 16 number one hits. I that blows my mind.
Sure, she's a good singer. She's been around forever. Yeah,
she's a
too.
Good singer, but is she really that great a singer?
She's a good strategist. She was married to
Sonny
Rack. Guy.
Yeah, you're right.
Tommy, what's his last name?
Tommy Mottola.
Mottola.
Who's like 1,000 years older than her.
How many number ones came out of that marriage?
Probably 10 or 12.
It's a great rack, though.
It's a good rack.
A pain in the ass. $75 this year in Vegas.
Oh, that is quite a wreck.
Yeah. $75.
And she can't fill the house? That's amazing, because you've got a captive audience there. People who are dying to get off the tables to stop losing thousands to only lose $75. Oh, was that her nude?
I didn't know.
Oh, Brandon, are you doing that again?
No, I was looking at the GTFO fake. Video.
I thought they caught her nude on a beach.
They did. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Just go back.
Let me guess. Are there like five cocks on it, too? One in each hand and each hole.
Is that her?
Wait, that might be real.
No, that one's her. That's straight up.
She looks good there.
Yeah, I don't know when it is.
Maybe she's on one of those crazy streaks. She would be
that's
fun.
That's not her nude in the first one, is it?
If you caught her going completely. Is that her?
That's
no.
I want that to be her.
If you caught her when she's like out of her mind, off her meds, she could be wild for a weekend.
Look at this. I can't believe this picture leaked.
Looks that's in her thin days.
Jesus.
She seems to be enjoying that.
She's nude there.
Yeah, that's her. Ooh, she looks terrible.
Oh, there's a
there.
Slip.
Oh, my God. Yikes.
She's busting out of her face.
Looks like somebody inflated her like a bicycle tire. She's got and they just left it on. Sting, sting, sting. Ew, gross. Is that her?
Yeah.
Oof.
Oh, gross.
What's wrong with
her? That was
a bad idea. Oh, there's a baby in there. Ew.
There's two in there. Aren't they twins?
Yeah, yes. They were twinsies.
Oh, gross.
Hey,
ew, they both there. Went through there.
Oh, not that again.
Boy.
That, you know, she was ruined when Clark described her as going fetal from diarrhea. 20 years ago. That has always ruined her for me, as if I had a chance.
Well, you gotta tell me something. Does she have a C-section? And both of them travel right through there. I gotta know which way it happened, man. I gotta know which way that happened. I heard she had a C-section. I was interested in her.
<That's> interesting.
Song. So we'll just say it went to number one, and that's what it is. Okay.
This might be your best performance in years. Someone get her some fucking tea.
Huh? I'm gonna say let the audience sing, okay? We didn't have a sound check.
I love that she just became an MC during her own performance.
Just imagine Elvis meeting some chick and he really thinks she's hot, and then she says she has two kids, and he's like, wait a second, let me see your C-section scar. Like it's just understood.
His thighs are huge.
I don't see two C-section scars, honey.
Oh, that poor guy.
I only see one. I think one of them kids went all the way through you.
You.
Unless I see a second C-section scar, I'm out of here.
Oh, Elvis.
The king. He's pretty unique, I gotta say. Ooh, I didn't know there were Milanos out here.
Yeah.
They're pumpkin spice.
Oh, gross.
Pumpkin spice.
I saw them and thought, you know, they're not bad, but I hate pumpkin spice.
Everything's pumpkin spice.
Starbucks, they act like their business just
why don't
goes
they just
up
have
a 1,000%
all year round?
I don't know.
I know. You were telling me they had at Macy's, they had chocolate, vanilla, and pumpkin ice cream. Whatever happened to strawberry?
Charlotte likes pumpkin flavored stuff.
Those are the three main flavors of ice cream.
So we were taking her to get ice cream at Macy's, which apparently sells ice cream.
Macy's?
Yeah. I was equally as confused.
Which one?
Oakland Mall.
These malls don't know what to do.
I don't know. But anyway, Julie goes,
really don't.
Julie goes, do you want any ice cream? I said, what kind do they have? She goes, chocolate, vanilla, and pumpkin. I'm like, no. Those are the three most boring flavors you could have mentioned.
Yeah.
She was shocked.
We're getting ice cream. You want to join?
How about a rocky road or?
No. Anything. Anything.
Oh, chocolate. Look at that. He's got an ice cream cone.
God, I want some ice cream now.
There's a story today about the epidemic facing the malls, and they went through all the local malls. Ooh,
there's a plan for Summit Place.
Well, they all have a plan.
Slow down.
Well, they just got, it actually was sold. Someone purchased it to make the plan.
An epidemic of shuttered storefronts and liquidating department stores continue to plague many of Metro Detroit's enclosed shopping malls, threatening the existence of some once thriving properties that couldn't keep up with the retail changes or simply have too much empty space. Or with the internet have a little bit to do with it.
If anyone thinks they're going to beat me inside that mall and keep me from getting my kids' Christmas presents, they can kiss my fat vagina because I'm bringing the motherfucking pain.
Are we supposed to feel guilty or bad about this?
No, I don't think so.
My three favorite malls are the ones that they list as still healthy. Which?
It's the only three malls to go to. Somerset,
Great Lakes Crossing. Great Lakes Crossing.
12 Oaks. Yeah. 12 Oaks is constantly busy, no matter what day it is or time of day.
Let's see, where's 12 Oaks in here?
Those
are 12 Oaks in the
still I grew up on Lakeside, and I guess that one's in some sort of danger.
Well, okay, here's the dead malls, Summit Place Mall. Originally, it was Pontiac Mall and Waterford Township. Been closed for several years. They're knocking it down.
Yeah, they're going to
You died.
What, a hotel and...
Northland Mall. Surprise! Oh my God.
Is that the one over there?
It's in Southfield and 8
over
Mile.
Over there.
Is it on 8 Mile?
Yeah, okay.
It's been dead for so long, though, hasn't it?
I know. It's closed in 2015.
I used to love to visit that mall when it was on life support. It was kind of fun.
It's
going to
be
raised.
That's
there.
A nice place.
What was the thing, the statue that they had a fight over there?
Oh, yeah. Didn't it end up in the Southfield?
What was it? What
shitty
was the statue
hall?
Of?
It was,
a bear?
Some animal, a bear, yeah.
Was it a bear?
A bear
yeah.
Or a cheetah or some kind of weird shit.
Oh, we're so
blown
upset.
We're blown away that there was a story about it.
And then dying malls, Eastland Center, Harper Road Mall has been abandoned by all its department stores, including Macy's, Sears, Target, and Burlington is down to mostly stores and lower end national chains. Numerous storefront and food court vacancies. Mall goes up for public auction next month.
Let's buy it.
Probably be real cheap.
Boy and bear sculpture. Oh my God, I know where it is, I think. Wait.
The boy and the bear?
I gotta see a picture of the boy and the bear.
That's right, it was boy and bear.
I know
it's cute.
I know where it is.
Now that you mentioned the statue,
it's at the Southfield Library.
Oh,
I'm so happy.
When a well, mark stops.
Did you see
Hey, if you got kids, you'd understand.
This famous artist is brought in to paint the Aretha mural, and it was defaced the first night!
What part of it was defaced? I couldn't tell from the picture.
They said somebody threw... No, because he cleaned it up. He redid it. Like, it's going to stay that way for more than a week?
Again.
Wait, she looks like she has 5 o'clock shadow. What's that?
It doesn't even look like her, does it? Who is...
No!
I mean, that's not Aretha. Did he get the wrong album cover or something? Who is that? I don't even know who the hell it is. Looks like the Third Supreme, maybe?
Yeah. That does not look like her.
They brought in an artist from London to do this? Something that's going to get defaced immediately? What a waste of money. He's here for the annual Murals in the Market public art event. Spent 12 days completing his piece depicting a rack of vinyl albums that show off classic Detroit artists, including Franklin. Franklin. Cut it out, Franklin.
No one calls her that.
Pieces on the Reel.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
I finished it yesterday, all happy. I came back this morning just to tidy up and check everything. I missed or something. And oh, my God. Somebody chucked a load of black paint on the mural. It's like they had a paint. It's like they had a paint party here. It just splattered all over the place.
What a dick.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-T-E-C-T.
T-E-C-T.
Poor Aretha.
So
can't sing her song.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T. That's what I want from me. R-E-S-T-E-C-T. That's what I want.
How many years did she spell out respect and no one can spell it?
51. 51 years.
I gotta say, that lady's got great conviction, though, in her misspelling.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T. That's what I want.
She does not care.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T. That's what I want.
That's what I want from me is another great line, too, that she made.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T.
Dying Mall's Eastland Center in Arbor Woods, now healthy. Macomb Mall in Roseville is undergoing a dramatic transformation since it was sold in 2013. Let's see. Serving local and middle-income shoppers. Southland Mall, this Taylor Mall, renovated as the original directional mall in suburban Detroit. Still have a Macy's store. Oh. Gained new movie theater. Also boasts tenants such as H&M and Pinkberry Frozen Desserts.
Wow.
Challenged. Lakeside Mall in Sterling Heights still recovering from the loss of several national retailers. Fairlane Town Center is challenged.
Really?
In Dearborn.
I'm surprised by that. Yeah.
Still kinda busy. Core. Fairly busy with shoppers on weekends, but had to rely on Ford employees to fill its empty
seats. Oh, that's right.
Morgan
they filled
Taylor
the old,
Eccleston. Yeah.
They had a lot of trouble with people fighting there, though, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
For a while.
Yeah, wasn't wait, there work out? Did Sharpton have a rally there with a megaphone that there was like four people again?
Dude was shot in the parking lot by the cops, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was five, I think.
And Sharpton showed up to show his R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Westland Shopping Center.
Oh,
show
boy.
Some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
It still has Kohl's, JCPenney, and Sears, which is reasons not to go there, if you ask me.
What? You know, you're not a fan of Kohl's?
Don't you want free clothes?
You know what's great about Kohl's?
What?
Everything's free.
There's no organization or anything in that building.
That's true.
It's like people just rummage. It's like a rummage sale. There's nothing on a hanger. There's shit in the middle of the aisle.
You just got to get your cash, your Kohl's cash, and you're 30% off.
That's very exciting.
Laurel Place.
Laurel Place?
Is challenged. Oh, challenged.
I like that.
Challenged.
And development department store, Von Moore. Mayor
Von Mar.
Von Mar, yeah.
Anchors the Slavonia Mall with the summer closure of Carson's left to void.
Yeah.
Also is that the Carson's when they were going out of business just said, we're not fixing the air conditioning and everybody was passing out?
Did you see
that story?
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah, well, Carson's announced they were going to close and people were bummed and they started going there. And because it was such a shitty building, they're like, we're not fixing the air conditioning. We're going to be out of business in a month. And it was like 108 degrees in there.
Well,
what air conditioning? You fix your own air conditioning.
We're going to close.
You care, fan.
Just open a door.
We'll pay for it.
Carson's actually wasn't the owner for very long either. Before that, it was Parisienne. That was a really good store.
Oh.
Many shoes there.
There's lots of clothes. Parisian.
Something else.
How can you go from Parisian to Carson's?
Carson's. Yeah, it was kind of abrupt.
Just briefly from the sports section today. Tiger season ended, of course, yesterday. So today,
finally,
the story is about Al Avila and the fact that they don't know if they should offer a contract to James McCann. I mean, who is one of their solid starting players.
Yeah,
and also they probably need to move Castellanos, their best hitter.
Jesus.
And Matt Boyd has value, so might as well trade him.
I had an idea. Why don't you get rid of Al Avila?
I hope Dan Gilbert. I hope Dan Gilbert buys this team because I can't imagine that there'll be anything interesting going on. And you know what? The third to the last day of the season, I got an email from the Tigers saying that I'll soon be billed for season tickets for next year.
That's great.
What?
That's a great feeling. Yeah.
And they're raising prices $3.
What?
Oh my God.
But I'm grandfathered. So it turns out Matt Riley informed me of that. I had no idea.
$3 or something that changed.
They're going up $3.
Are you really upset? I mean, McCann, 220 hitter.
But he's one he's a catcher. He's 20, who can hit for some power. He's 27, I think.
Power? How many homers did he have?
He's hit double figures.
Why do you hate McCann so much, Brandon?
8 home runs, 39 RBIs.
Okay, it's not the guy that beat you. What do you do the last 2 years?
I don't know. I'm just
the guy that beat you in fantasy had McCann on the team.
Are stats only available for this season?
He had Gary Sanchez. And he had Whit Merrifield. Motherfucker stole 7 bags this week. 7 stolen bases. What an asshole.
What in the hell are you talking
about? Some fantasy thing that happened to Brandon.
Can we talk about how greedy he was yesterday?
Brandon?
He was sulking after the show yesterday. Like, you were really, really mad. And I said, what's wrong? And you said, I lost a lot of money today.
I got second place. I didn't get first.
I said, you didn't lose any money. You just didn't win the money you wanted to win. And then you informed me that you got money for second place. So you just didn't win all the money that you wanted to win.
Well.
You're very greedy.
Can I point out, before Brandon answers, that McCann had 13 homers and 49 ribbies last year and hit .253, .733 OPS. That's not bad for a catcher. Twelve homers, 48 RBIs.
What's he cost, too? What's he going to cost?
Nothing.
He made $2.5 million this year.
It's nothing.
Is he
what value does he have to anybody else?
Or is
he will be in another year. So got to get rid of him.
No value. What?
I know. I just, this whole thing is, okay, so where are the upcoming guys? We've been through it. Years gone by. Should be somebody coming up, right?
Yeah.
Or one of the guys this year. Does anyone believe in any of the people?
I know.
Jacoby Jones or any of these losers?
I have no idea who the general manager is of the Brewers, but they turned around pretty quick, so let's just hire that guy.
I hope Dan Gilbert buys the Tigers.
That's what you need. You need someone to just invest a bunch of money into free agents.
Well, look at the Cubs.
Do it the hard way.
How did the Cubs turn it around?
I mean, Boston grabbed J.D. Martinez and Chris Sale.
For nothing.
I mean, sure, they gave up prospect. But that's another thing is you have to draft well. You have to be able to have people that...
And they haven't really done that. They've never been known for their drafts.
I mean, how did the Tigers
forget about it?
The Tigers acquired Miguel Cabrera when he was in his prime.
Verlander.
They acquired Maglio. They acquired Ivan Rodriguez.
They did draft
JV.
What's that? They did draft JV.
And they made and Dombrowski made a great trade for Scherzer before anybody knew who Scherzer was.
Yeah, Dombrowski is Jim. So anyway, around 3 o'clock, Mark said Kanye was going to be on TMZ after saying he was bullied on SNL.
Breaking news, by the way.
Yes.
He is banned from Saturday Night Live.
Like Elvis Costello back in the day. Who else has been banned from SNL?
Rage Against
Sinead
the Machine.
O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor.
Rage Against the Machine. Yep.
What was Rage banned for?
Upside Down Flag. Isn't that why, Brandon?
Yes. Yeah, Andrew Dice Flag. Clay was, I think.
Oh!
Hey! Wait, I thought the cast member was going to quit over or she wouldn't appear because he was on.
Steven Seagal.
What?
Martin Lawrence.
What?
Robert Blake.
Oh, Robert Lawrence.
Well, he's a murderer. O.J. Simpson.
Oh!
Oscar Pistorius.
Adrian Brody.
Why Adrian Brody?
I mean, DJ Qualls.
Why?
Because he introduced the Jamaican band in a Jamaican accent.
Oh.
What a racist.
They banned him?
That's so dumb.
He is banned.
He's banned?
Yeah.
For a Jamaican accent?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Who's insulted by a Jamaican accent except for that nobody can do one?
Who doesn't say man?
That's
obviously
right. It's on all their merchandise.
Andy Kaufman, Milton Brody. Oh, here's Adrian Brody. It's probably bad quality. NBC will not let us watch this video.
Oh boy,
dicks.
Elvis Costello was banned because he started to play the song he was supposed to play, and then he stopped and played Radio.
Oh,
remember
what's wrong with that?
I think it's totally cool. I love Elvis, but they were pissed because he didn't play the song, and Radio was ripping the U.S. radio industry.
Oh, I'm all for it now.
That was pretty cool, too. And by the way, it rocked.
Yeah.
And they had him back on in 92. He was banned for 15 years, and they unbanned him.
Oh, wow.
There's some guy who does a podcast called...
Where's this guy?
Naughty But Nice, and he's the one that's reporting that SNL has banned Kanye, but not for wearing the MAGA hat or for liking Trump. He's been banned because he said they bullied him.
Why do you get bullied by Saturday Night Live?
He said...
What they care about is that he lied. If you lie about the show you're on, that's what gets you in trouble. And that's why Kanye isn't going to be invited back to the show for a very long time.
Wait, Adrian Brody didn't lie?
Here's Adrian Brody.
Oh, he's wearing dreads and stuff.
You know, we had to do it. You know, man? You know, man? We got original rude boy, Sean Paul, yeah, you know? You know? Me now respect all aspect, you know? Me respect, me neck spec, me ankle spec, me knee spec, you know? Big up, you know? Big up Jamaican massive, you know?
It's just stupid.
You know, we got big up, big up, big up, big
where
up,
you get
big
the
up,
fake wig?
Big up a Keystone massive, you know? Your man. You got the whole family here, man, you know? And I got big respect to me, man. Sean Paul, the dancehall killer, man.
Was the band pissed?
That's a great question.
Did he lie and say he wasn't going to do that?
I think they told him before, don't do it. And he did it anyway because he thought it was really funny.
And that's why, because they asked him not to do it, and he did it, not because of what he did.
It was pretty dumb.
Hey, I like this.
By the way, what happened to Adrian Brody or DJ Qualls, whoever that was?
I know, DJ, he should just get DJ Qualls booked and just show up. No one will know the difference.
DJ Qualls wouldn't have done that.
No.
DJ Qualls, I just saw him in All About Steven. That Sandra Bullock movie with Bradley Cooper, where she does crossword puzzles and she's crazy and she stalks.
Oh, yeah.
Bradley Cooper, he's a cameraman. He's covering a disaster where these kids fell in a...
You're right. That was on TV the other day. I saw it, too.
It's kind of funny. I actually am amused
it's
by that
comedy
movie.
Or
I like
is it a...
Church yes. in that movie. What's
Thomas name? Hayden Church.
I like that dude.
He's hilarious.
He's awesome.
He's funny in that movie.
He's so good.
He's
Bradley
funny
Cooper's
everything.
Funny in that movie. That's
Hey, speaking of Bradley Cooper...
DJ Qualls is awesome in that movie. Adrian Brody, I think it is, actually.
Adrian Brody's last name is Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah.
Peaky
yeah.
Blinders.
Adrian Brody was a giant actor.
He was
making out with Halle Berry against her will. He was so hot, he could get away with that.
And DJ Qualls' last thing was Fargo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Which Fargo?
A very short appearance from him.
He only had two episodes of the first season.
What was his character?
Gollum.
He was in the first season, not the second one?
I don't know. It just says Fargo, dude.
The Qualster.
Oh, no, he's in last season.
Oh,
that's
last season.
Right.
Third season. I'm sorry.
God, that is my favorite show.
I thought he peaked in Road Trip, but he's pretty good in All About Steven.
Bradley Cooper, though, a lot
the
of people.
Piano.
Road Trip was great.
A lot of people are making such a big deal about A Star is Born.
Oh.
What's the
Star is Born that Bradley Cooper remade and directed A Star is Born with him and Lady Gaga.
Is that a Streisand movie?
Yeah, it's a remake.
Oh, God.
And people are like, oh, this is going to win the Oscar. And Dave Chappelle's like a serious role in it.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's going nuts for it. And I'm just sitting there going, I don't want to see this piece of garbage. What's so great about it?
What's great about it is Lady Gaga looks like a normal individual. A normal
can you play
person.
The trailer?
Huh.
Sure. I can't believe no one can tell these people apart, DJ Qualls and Adrian, they're identical twins.
Bradley Cooper also talked to Eddie Vedder and studied Eddie Vedder for the role, which just I found that annoying. There he's singing, Bradley Cooper. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. He's walking on stage. No, getting off stage, drinking.
From director Bradley Cooper.
You know, man, in the old days.
There's Chappelle talking to him.
I always knew, like, you were going to do something, that you'd be all right. It's the first time I'm worried about you.
Huh? Why?
Be more funny.
Is it her?
Can I ask you a personal question?
You're the Elephant Man, Cooper.
Okay.
Tell me something, girl.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they like the way it sounded, but that they didn't
put my dick in you.
I think you're beautiful.
So let me put my dick in you.
Hey.
I'm going to put my dick in you.
I just want to take another look at you.
And then put my dick in you.
In all the good times, I find myself along.
I've seen it. It's the whole movie.
I know. Don't you kind of get the plot?
That's what I love.
I can't do that.
No.
Unless there's a twist where he murders her.
Look at me.
Oh, let me guess. She sings and becomes really famous and good.
Oh, a star
and
is born.
A star is born. And then he gets jealous of it, but he still is in love with her.
Spaghetti.
After A Star is Born.
I'd nominate All About Steven before this.
This is getting just major rave reviews, though. I I just feel like Bradley Cooper wanted to sing in a movie.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
He wants to be a rock star like Val Kilmer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In 3D. Don't forget to mention in 3D.
Doesn't that look terrible?
Boring.
What was that Untold Truth of Johnny Depp?
Oh, man, I don't know.
The Untold Truth.
He looked, that movie, he looked really
A
Ill
Star is Born would be a great Cliff Notes. I can already tell based on the trailer that would be a good Cliff Notes thing.
It could be.
What was your line again?
Can you plug me in?
Oh, let me put my dicks in you.
I'm going to put some dicks in you.
What a stupid movie. Did you see Alec Baldwin was in town?
Yes.
Is that not the most pompous appearance ever?
I couldn't finish reading it. It was too much. He overwhelmed me.
He was in Ann Arbor to do a live staged reading of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman.
Boring! Did they pay people to attend?
Well,
I hope they did.
I think they made the class attend.
Oh, how horrible.
Not only did students get the chance to ask Baldwin about his long, varied career and
his craft.
Approach to his craft.
They used the term craft.
U of M theater professor Daniel Cantor directed Saturday night's one-time performance, conducted an on-stage interview. Boring.
I hate that he points out that he, I was going to do Donald Trump for Saturday night for 3 episodes, because it just is so wearying. It just really,
shut up, baby,
it takes a lot out of me.
You're so pained, Alec.
Because I was so good at it.
The idea of stopping work or rarely working seems unthinkable. I'm just built that way, said Baldwin. Get over your fucking self. Most people have to keep working, you dick.
Oh, God.
Listen to this pompous statement.
How's your podcast, Alec?
And your Hollywood Squares, Alec.
His first TV gig came when Baldwin waited tables at a health club restaurant. A customer mentioned that her friend, a casting director for the daytime soap opera The Doctors, was looking for someone like him.
Oh.
It was very trite material.
But I'm very handsome.
Young, handsome.
You gotta show up, you gotta learn your lines, you gotta be there at 7 o'clock in the morning. He's ragging on the material because it's a soap opera, yet he had to take the
job.
It
was very trite.
I would never do a fucking thing like that now.
In 1992, I had sex with the Queen of Monaco. I had my entire fist up her ass.
Just remember when people are on their deathbed, often they'll think of a famous line from a movie.
Mine is.
He actually said that.
Let me put some. I'm about to put my dick in you. I'm gonna put my dick in you.
I really want to know the last.
Actually,
time.
When I'm on my deathbed, that might be the scene that pops in my head from Wonderlust with Paul Rudd.
I really want to know if anyone knows anyone who on their deathbed was talking about a movie scene.
I'm gonna put my dick in.
Interesting that's ever happened.
You're gonna be on your deathbed. Yeah. All I can think about is
get it up in your vag with my dick. With my dick.
That might give me another hour.
You gonna take that dick?
Is that the last Jennifer Aniston movie that anyone knows? She was in that.
No, she was in Horrible Bosses. She was in Office Christmas Party.
Okay.
Which people didn't like, but
we're the Millers.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
I like that.
I didn't like that movie.
That
was kind of stupid. But I guess it was supposed to be. Who was in it with her? Who's the dude?
Sudeikis.
Oh yeah, Sudeikis. I like Sudeikis too. I like her.
And Roberts.
Is there just no role for her?
And, Julia's niece.
Yeah.
What do you think Jennifer Aniston would have had a movie? Emma? Everyone. Emma? Oh my God, she was great by now.
Right.
Just one. Just one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe she's just too cute or something. I don't know what it is.
Her sister's doing great.
Who? Aniston's sister?
I think it's Nicole Aniston or something.
Wait.
Is that serious?
There's a Nicole Aniston?
There's another
Aniston?
I
don't know this person, and she's doing great.
Is she hot?
I don't know.
She does other work, other, like, famous work.
You mean she in porn?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think
is that her sister? Seriously?
Brandon's fucking with us now, God damn it.
I don't think it's, like, biological sister, but they have the same last name.
There's spirits.
I was going to say, her sister's even hotter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a little looser with things.
Mm. Oh, she's a champ. She's a trooper.
Trooper. I was reading about the guy that did that Netflix series on doing porn in Florida.
Oh, like, yeah.
They call girls down there and, hey, we'll give you a free room and we'll pay for you to come to a free trip to Miami. And then he puts them in porn and then he just charges them fees out the ass and they owe him money.
Florida so porn king who looks like John C. Reilly.
That's produced.
Brandon Prep.
By Rashida.
Rashida Jones, that's right. Yeah. I've seen that show. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy had like 20 felonies, it turns out, before he went into the porn business.
Well, what else are you going to go?
He's not an agent legally. He has no right to charge him fees or commissions.
This goofball.
Yeah, he's a total goof.
Ew. Would you?
Didn't kind of look like John C. Reilly.
It didn't make porn look very glamorous, I will say.
No, but you're seeing this picture over here with
Rock Ramsey and Steve King.
Rock Ramsey?
Yeah.
He's like,
that cuts a gay couple?
I'm going to put my tattoo.
I'm going to put my dick in you.
Look at the green blobs on those guys. Jesus.
Oh, what's that? Where they're making it?
Look at the guys. I see nothing but green blobs. There's two guys boo-fooing, and I see green blobs first.
You know what's funny? They're boo-fooing in that picture, but I honestly thought that guy was just giving a really tough massage. Go back to that picture, Brandon.
I don't want to.
Doesn't it look like he's just giving a real rough shoulder massage because he's got his hand on him?
I just see green blobs. Trudy, do you see green blobs?
Save that picture. Let's put that on the side. Oh, Brandon! Oh, God!
You're the one who wanted to go back to it.
Not that!
Did that guy go to a tattoo artist and say, I want green blobs all over me?
Yes.
It looks like it.
And some guy behind me.
And a white one on my back. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Netflix and blobs, did you see the Stephen Avery story? Everybody's favorite murderer.
This guy. Oh, my God.
There's going to be a Making the Murderer 2, and I have no... Who has interest in seeing that?
I have none.
There really isn't any updates.
I was sucked in by the first one briefly.
Your mind's made up on it. The guy's clearly a murderer, regardless of what anyone else says.
Plus, his...
Why everyone wants to argue with me about it.
I read this story of... I think it was his ex-wife who was saying, oh, all he does is talk to women from prison ever since that thing aired. Chicks just come on to him. That's his whole life now.
Exactly. The documentary series asserts that they were unfairly convicted. The twisted prison letter to a terrified pen pal offers a disturbing insight into Avery's demented desires. I don't play no games where I hurt you, he bizarrely promised in his note. I'll come on the next letter. Okay, honey? And he spelled it C-U-M. What makes it creepy is I never said anything to him that would suggest that I wanted that. He just started talking to me like that, the frightened woman said. But Avery's own words paint a frightening picture of what his darkest thoughts. Here's another quote from his letter. So you like my penis? The madman wrote to the shocked woman while sickly promising her that he would send his bodily fluids. See how much I love you, he wrote. He
like my erection selection?
He comes on really strong, said his pen pal, adding the idea that Stephen being released terrifies her. He's a weirdo, she added in quotes. Gross. He wants a letter of Stephen Avery's
cum. You know what? That's what you fucking get for writing him. I'm sorry, you idiot.
Plus, the letter's going to be all stuck together.
Fucking idiot writes this guy.
You're not going to be able to unfold the letter.
Won't the ink bleed from his load? Probably a boil over.
It's like laminating it.
Why would any ding dong write that loser? He's in prison for fucking
Such
murder.
A loser.
And if you saw the thing, but anyway, he was wrongly... you would know he was a fucking loser. If you heard him talk for 2 seconds, you'd know, oh my God, what a...
But he was wrongly convicted once, so he's always going to be wrongly convicted.
I know, of course.
Why do you think he's guilty? I don't know, that's a weird one, though.
But even if he wasn't guilty, he's
Brandon.
An idiot!
I'm not
100% Just because he's in a series, he's still an idiot.
He did it.
Brennan Dassey, all he wants to do is watch WrestleMania.
I don't think Dassey did it.
They said they were going to let him out. The guy's in jail. He's basically admitting to being part of a murder, and he says, I just got to be out Saturday for wrestling.
WrestleMania. There was like a GoFundMe, too, that like wanted to send him to WrestleMania if he ever got out. And for a minute there, it looked like he was going to get out, and then they stopped at the last second.
Can you see what Christine Blasey Ford's GoFundMe is up to now?
Is that hers or is somebody doing it for her?
I think someone did it for her.
Everybody always does. No one ever opens their own.
There were like four.
Yeah. But one of them was up to $530,000.
Did GoFundMe suspend a bunch of them, though?
For what?
Well, because they don't know if they're legit.
Well, this one's at $530,000.
Is that hers?
It has to be.
I don't know.
What's it for?
This is Team Christine
for expenses.
Expenses. I gotta say, she found the tallest bodyguard I've ever seen. That guy that let her in at the hearing. The guy was like 8 feet tall.
So this one's done.
And black.
Well, she has two front doors, too, so she's really in scared.
That's
13
true.
13 days, 530,000. They are turning
that money's
off
for
campaign.
A third front door.
I thought her lawyer was doing it for free.
I thought he was, too.
What's her cost? A flight to Washington?
Oh, wow. There's a bunch
security
of
guards.
Hold on. Polygraph. That cost some money.
No, she didn't pay for it, remember?
She didn't.
No, her lawyer paid for it.
Yeah.
That was funny, yeah.
I'm getting a lawyer just to get a free polygraph.
Me too.
The obsession over that. Paid for it?
I know.
So this GoFundMe that has 530,000, it also links to three others. One has 75,000, one has 26,000.
Yeah, that second one, the money goes to the victims. Rain. Yeah, Rain.
This one here is for $27,000, and it's set up to honor Dr. Blasey as an educator.
Well, this clears it. She clearly is faking it.
A scholar. And then this one is up. What? This is Time's Up. Okay, this one linked to Time's Up. Time's Up has $22 million.
20 from less movies.
Not yet.
Oh.
What's going on with Moonves?
CBS cares so much about... Me too. They gave $20 million. They were going to give to Les Moonves, and they gave it to...
Hey, Leslie, shut your fucking mouth!
And believe me, they're going to make sure that money's spent properly. They're not just going to write a check.
And now they're being investigated.
For what?
I think for how they handled the complaints.
Oh, CBS?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. I thought they did a great job.
They'll just pay a fine and move on. Me too. By the way, Pedo stock through the roof today.
Who stops?
Tesla, which is now Pedo Motors.
Why? Because idiots out of the way?
Well, no, he's bad. They settled it just like that. So I don't know what it ended up.
You don't know what that crazy fucker's going to do, though.
Wait.
He may set the place on fire.
Pedo Motors.
Yeah, because he also settled that case. We decided.
That guy's in charge of it now?
He's the new chairman.
He did settle that? Pedo guy's running it. That's right.
Yeah, that's why we decided it.
You got those 12 kids out. Surely he can make cars.
I mean, he should make one not only that flies, but one that's a submarine, too.
He brought Elon Musk down. Yeah. He could do anything.
The only guy besides Elon Musk who could bring Elon Musk down.
It's driving me crazy. That story kept coming up. And every time it came up, they'd show him smoking a joint with Joe Rogan.
It was up 17% today.
Wow.
Because they settled it so fast.
And he put out the tweet to amuse his girlfriend.
Is that what he says? Grimes.
Mm-hmm. And $20 million joke.
It's the cheapest drug there is.
Look at this graph. Sure, you can see it. From when he gets not indicted, but charged, and then whoop, right back up. If that didn't happen, it would just be a straight line across.
What did the stock market do today? Because the trade deal with Canada and Mexico
was killing it. It was killing it early, and then once again, the last hour, I think it went down. I'll check, though.
Oh.
Didn't keep the gains. Is it over 26,000 now?
I will tell you in 3, 2, 1. No, it actually pretty strong today. The Dow is up 0.75%. So, yeah, 26.6.
26.6?
Yeah.
So it's going to be close to the high.
Spend your money well.
A lot of people are saying, I think the S&P's haven't hit a new high in 8 months. That's not a good sign.
I think the S&P's at, no, maybe not. I thought it had broke its all-time high earlier today.
Okay.
The S and penis. What?
You're monofocused today.
What? I know. Everything's about dicks. Dicks run the world.
Yep.
All right. Well, Brandon, you want to get us out of here?
Disapprovingly.
Are we still on for TJ Miller?
Judging.
TJ Miller Thursday?
Yes.
Yeah. At the Comedy Castle Sunday.
Yeah. I lost my mind last week, so I feel
that was
try to recover this week.
Is he there Sunday for how many shows?
Three on Sunday.
Three shows on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yep.
What if they sold that out? We should probably look into
that. Oh, yeah. Ridley said, yeah.
Oh, they're sold out?
Yeah, like pretty damn close, if not already.
Well, people are so angry about all the bad news, me too, about them.
they're
buying tickets all those really plugs, fast. Probably all those free plugs last week. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, what if he doesn't want to do the interview now because it's sold out?
Don't say that.
What?
Hey, Lovitz doesn't want to do the interview. I'm really mad at him.
Fuck Lovitz.
Oh, Lovitz blew us off?
I'm mad at him, too.
What happened?
I don't know. Didn't he used to do that whole bit where he would blow people off? He was really snobby? Well, apparently he's like that in real life.
Can't we call him to bitch him out for blowing us
acting.
Off?
Acting!
I just want to make fun of him for playing tennis with Norm.
I know.
I was more excited about that.
He possibly knows that.
He's still pissed about it.
Did you ever try to get Norm for his Netflix series?
I did. And Netflix said, and I quote, he's laying low right now.
Oh, because... Oh, God.
I'm stupid,
Tonight Show, the fucking crying people.
I said we'd be really nice. We'd be fun. We were fans, but I don't know.
I'm so tired of hearing about people crying after the Senate voted to have the vote go forward. They said, senators came out crying.
I don't believe that.
I didn't believe it. Well, I don't know. Who knows?
Who
people
did?
Are so soft now.
Yeah.
I don't know who was crying. No, I don't think it was crying.
Oh, fake. Kavanaugh was crying.
They put eye drops
in their eyes.
He was crying.
Over the calendar.
All right, Tom, aim as away tomorrow. We'll see you. Oh,